And I was like, me?
Hey, perfect gentlemen, fuck you guys, all right? Get on the real podcast, bro night, son.
Penis. Circumcised, roughly 8 inches.
Let the record...
I don't know why we wait up until freaking 12 o'clock to do this, you know? We drive all this way to get over here. Why don't we just do it, like, at a good time, you know? It's not like we're at Magic Mountain until, like,
bro 10. Night, Dan. How many times do we have to tell you this?
We're actually doing it pretty early compared to most.
That's what I'm saying. I understand it's bro night. But it's not like a live streaming show, so, like, anybody can listen to this during the day. And it's not
hey,
like,
we got a Twitter now, so we might.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want something... Yeah. Yep. If it was a live streaming show, then I'd be like, I'd buy this format of having to do it at nighttime, dude.
Was it you guys that were talking about doing, like, how the Tonight Show records and stuff? How they, like, record, like, three...
That was him, yeah. Hey, before we go into too far, you know.
What's up?
I don't know if our listeners out there, you know, Misty...
You won't notice the difference, but...
Maybe a girl named Joe at Ralph's. we got a special guest tonight, Bud. Bud.
Our only
Mitchell
other listener.
Cochran.
For his birthday.
Very good, Bud.
And special guest Dan.
Yeah, special guest Dan.
I guess Dan.
You know, the only problem,
special, you're just guest Dan.
The only problem I have with Bud being on the show is that our viewership just went down by half.
No, because I'm still going to listen.
That's true. Bud, you'll experience the same rush I got from the first time I listened, dude, you know?
I was like, dude, I called into the Adam Carolla podcast last week and, like, spoke with him.
Did you?
Dude.
You actually talked to Adam Carolla.
Yeah, him and Ray Olhoffer. Wow. I called his show.
That's pretty impressive.
Hearing it back the next week, honestly, just...
You heard your own voice on the radio?
I didn't want to listen to that crap, dude.
You're like, Adam, I love your show.
I have a question. I have a building question, guys.
It was just, dude, like, all he did was talk over me the whole time. And, like,
what'd you ask?
Because I was asking about, like, where to buy reclaimed wood, like, for like barn wood and stuff, dude.
Oh, wow.
That sounds awful.
It's a building show.
Okay.
Shows around. But, like, I asked him that.
Yeah, the show and has nothing to do with that. You're like, hey,
you guys know where to get some wood?
Yeah, I know. But then, like, he started telling me, like, about, like, how in L.A., you know, a couple different places to get wood and stuff. But he's like, and I was like, well, I don't mind driving to L.A., you know. And he's just like, he goes, no, shut up. You're not coming here. He's like, you might as well just get on eBay and, like, dude, like, just clown me, dude. I was like,
why do you know you're from Bakersfield?
No, Bakersfield people aren't around. But it was just like, it's not that, it's worth the drive. And he's like, no. You're not coming here. Forget you're coming here. And I'm like, all right.
Then. Yeah, I hate to interrupt, but I don't think you guys are talking in your mics too good. You too, for sure.
Right? What?
I don't think you guys are talking to your mics very good.
Pretty sure it sounds.
But at least Bud's kind of doing the old Dan thing over here.
Well, because I'm looking at Tom.
So well, move your mic over. That's all you got to do, son.
All right.
There you go.
Like that. Is that better?
Well.
Don't shove that thing in my face, dude. it's literally like 4 inches from my face.
Yeah. I don't know why Bobby.
Is this better?
I
turned it back down so I can move it so it's all.
Why don't you just leave it up and get it out of my face, dude?
It's right there.
That's too close, man.
That was a joke, okay? You got to be like right here.
I feel like pressure's on for the guests now that this mic's like all up.
Well, maybe if you lower it down, it won't be so much in your face.
Misty ever comes on the podcast, man, you're
going to
be shoving a mic down her throat.
Just... Like four mics. You guys aren't even going to be mic'd up.
Double penetrate Misty's mouth with mics.
No, see, that's our problem, dude. You know, if we want more listeners like Adam Carolla and them, you know, we gotta be like dicks to our listeners. You know, we gotta talk over them. Like,
you bitch.
Yeah.
Hey, so I posted a little thing on Twitter, bro. The Bro Night Twitter. What is it? At Bro Night Pod.
Joe, I tweeted.
Let me check.
For the two followers, you and Tom. I believe I did it right. I'm new to this tweeter thing.
Well, you got to put out a hashtag.
I did. I put hashtag podcast, hashtag bro night, Hashtag the bros. Hashtag just the bros.
Hashtags that people don't aren't gonna look up. You need a hashtag. No, that's Justin what I'm Bieber. Saying.
Yeah. Justin Bieber, like Cody.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Sinister questions. You know, Tom,
I,
bud.
I can tell you. I can tell you one girl who won't have questions.
These hashtags, I can tell you right now, are not, they're not good.
Well, I'm the only one willing to do anything.
You need something trendy. You need something trending, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Sure. No, like, you need to tweet like for some just steal someone like. Still like late nights hashtags,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
Just tweet over the top of them.
Yeah. Okay,
well. Or you start tweet to late night when they do when they set put out their hashtags. You tweet from the Bro Night Pod.
Well, so don't follow late night. So I don't even know how to work Twitter. I got to mess with it more, I guess.
So follow us on Twitter,
players.
You'll never hear from us.
Yeah, see, no one's gonna come listen want to follow you when. All you're going to tell your followers is, hey, what's up, you motherfuckers? It's bro night.
It's bro night. It's bro night. Bitches, what do you want me to say?
No, me, Thomas, or anybody else, no one talks like that. Mine is you. And you didn't even talk Cody, like that. Cody. Just on your tweets.
Cody, but Cody doesn't even come to the podcast anymore.
Yeah, I know. What's up with that, dude?
Fuck that bitch. Fucked up. I'm always down. This fool can't even come up to see the special guest, bud, and guest Dan.
I came, you know.
Oh yeah, we didn't even say this is from Tom's apartment down in the big city, LA.
Yeah,
pod. Oh, I know. Seriously, we're podcasting from location. You feel me?
The apartment.
Yeah,
and that was on Thanksgiving weekend. Dude, you could have been spending more time with the family.
Instead. I'm dedicated to this podcast.
Yeah, so, half the family's here. My whole family. Yeah, I know. Seriously, no, dude. For my first point though, I can tell you the one person who won't be following your Twitter account, Joe from Ralph's. You know,
Hi, can you listen to my podcast?
Why the fuck it sound like the chick from Denny's?
You're like the biggest creeper of all time. Because like, not only are you actively like shutting down anybody who wants to listen to our podcast by your ridiculous tweets, like the verbal invitations you have to listen to our podcast are horrible.
Yeah, he goes,
they're horrible.
Like, you know. In my opinion.
By the way, you're
a semi-decent cute girl working at you know, Ralph's. In
no.
Let's talk about that for
a second. Yeah, that was very debatable cute, dude. She straight up had the Urkel's glasses on, dude. She straight up looked like a dump truck, dude. God. Like, come on now, man.
Remember when Urkel's cousin showed up? What was her name? The freaking
Rhonda?
Wasn't it just Urkel dressed as a girl?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That was her. That's
just
half decent.
Dude, that's when you know you're desperate.
Pretty good looking.
No, this girl was. She wasn't the worst looking girl, but she definitely wasn't the best.
Okay,
looking.
That's more accurate.
I agree with Dan. For a late night clerk, wasn't bad.
For a Ralph's clerk who works a nighttime shift, that's not bad. I'll give you all that.
Right. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. She could have been butt ugly. Bobby comes up to her.
Do you listen to podcasts?
No, I asked. What is the I didn't just ask her. I asked the guy. Tells her, "Hey, do you guys listen to podcasts?"
No, you didn't even say that. Do you know what a podcast
no,
is?
No, I asked. No.
Hello,
bullshit.
My name is Bobby Cochran.
Bullshit. I said, "Do you guys listen to podcasts?" Like, what's a podcast? I was like, "You guys don't know what a podcast is?" And then
it was funny.
That was it.
Dude's reaction bagging was clearly just like, "No,
this guy's a joke."
He was like looking at you, just shaking his head, like,
"Bobby,
I just." Bag groceries for a living, dude. I don't know anything
then,
about
that. Then he didn't help because he's like, I only make $12 a week.
Oh, man.
He's like, yeah,
hey,
you want me to
12
buy
bucks. I didn't have to work for that. 12 bucks. I didn't work at all. So, I mean, I guess it's 12 bucks in my pocket.
How does that work?
I don't know. But that was my check for that week. I didn't work once. Somehow I got paid. I don't know. Maybe I should look into that. But
sounds like something's wrong.
If I'm getting money for free, I'm not gonna say anything.
But all I know, dude, is like the second like the invitation got real, where you're like, oh, you should check it out. She's like, that's gonna be $860. Yeah.
Like, I said,
obviously,
fuck that bitch. Who gives a fuck?
That is why we don't have viewers. That attitude right there is why we don't have viewers.
Okay.
You know?
All I know is you motherfuckers weren't trying. To get, hey,
I think,
you guys should check out a podcast.
I think the Bud hit it like spot on today. It's like me and Thomas have stuff to do with our lives, you know.
All right, well, this is my life. All right, this is all I got. So,
no.
This is all I got. This is all I got. But I hate doing it. I hate it.
I hate my life, man. That logo.
That logo is on point.
It's pretty nice. Yeah, pretty good.
Only took half a year.
Yeah, but that's
18.
Yo, Tom, dude,
deep.
your ice chip privileges are revoked right now.
Yeah, dude, seriously.
What the hell are you doing?
I can see the sound levels.
I'm
on
not
the
listening to this crap. I'm not gonna listen to you munching for this
it's
entire time.
It's my thing, man. I told you this.
No.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that's seriously that Joe. I'm sorry, man.
Joe and Josh, right, guys? You guys both listen. So.
But yeah, she's like, what's going on here, fellas? See those binders? That's all stuff I have to deal with.
That you don't do. Dom, are you done with your project? Whoa! Whoa. The thing is, dude,
it like, will get done though.
Yeah, but that was like
right in the nick of time.
Last Saturday when my family had Thanksgiving. Hey, yo, Tom, are you gonna come over? Well, like, I don't know, dude. I have a project. I should be doing
it
right now.
Been telling me that for like a month now.
I know, seriously.
And every weekend.
Look,
I'm taking off the whole weekend. Just I'm going to knock this project out, dude. I'm going to be done because it's due. And I know you guys are coming to my apartment. And like, and I got to get it done because I know I'm not going to do anything that weekend for sure. And then this fool tells me today, I'm going to try and finish it tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
When you guys leave, I'm like, oh, yeah, so you're booting us early? Well, like after you guys leave, like.
Yeah, so,
right, so what time is that?
What'd you do yesterday on Friday, Tom? Oh, I played Call of Duty and
stuff. Yeah, this was funny too. It's like, I don't have time to finish. I'm like busy with the other stuff.
I am so
I'm sure
busy.
You're like 1,000 hours long.
Ah,
I'm
so busy.
I know. I was
kind of
like ashamed.
That's weird that you prestiged 15 times already, dude.
I looked at my hours clocked on that game. I feel like I barely played it. 17 hours. I was like, how did I have 17 hours? How did I clock 17 hours on that game already? I don't know, but the fact is still there's the fact is that I really do have a project that is due that I do need to do. There's not that is not a lie.
Isn't it due this week?
Yeah,
it's due
but
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah,
dude, it's unreal how long you've been milking that excuse. Tom, my mom was just diagnosed with cancer. Well, the thing is, when Cody was in the hospital, why did you go? Oh, well, it's working on my project. Oh.
Nah, I should have tried that.
I don't understand why you didn't go. That, to me, so my mind is boggled. My mind is boggled by that.
You know what was funny about that? Because I even thought about going, and I got caught up at work, so I didn't get to go by there. But I even like considered going by there, and I'm not even
Cody.
I'm not even remotely close with Cody like at all. Like
I went to the one in LA. All right, that one was more important. That one he actually almost died. The other one, you know, he might just.
Yeah, no, the reason why he went is because mom didn't want me driving there by myself, so you had to take me.
That says a lot about you.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have he didn't have a reliable vehicle like the Hyundai, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, the Hyundai.
Dude, seriously, like I think today we just like nailed the coffin in the Hyundai Assist, dude, for sure. Like
I think it's crying outside right now in the parking lot. Just
no, dude. Remember, it's driving around wandering because
it's like
red already, dude.
Oh,
what are you doing with that ice over there, Tom? Your license is revoked. Dude, give me that thing.
He's trying to quietly suck on it, dude.
Suck on it. All
I'm just gonna turn your mic off, dude, for now. While you're treating that ice.
All I know is I'm so busy. All right, I do have stuff to do. This is true. This is a big deal having you guys here right now. I should be working.
I don't know what you're a big deal, dude. You got free groceries out of the deal. Is what I'm saying, dude.
Heck no.
I'm even more like boggled now by the grocery situation because you said you don't have any milk, but you got a whole box of Honey Nut Cheerio and like two boxes total. Like,
I think you're stashing somewhere.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
The boxes total. Those were Nicole's. I don't eat total because I don't like raisins.
How long is that box of total?
How long are you going to keep those boxes of total then?
Well, I mean, they're still good boxes of total. I try to give them to people.
Dude, I feel like you're stiffing us, dude. I seriously want to open that door to the other side of the bathroom. I guarantee it's like a big old fridge, a pantry.
That's a pantry, dude. He's got two rooms.
Yeah, McDonald's up in there.
On that at the wall right there, it turns into a door, a revolving door.
He's got a $1,500 a month pantry.
That'd be so sweet to have that other room as well.
Sure.
That'd be the pocket.
Oh, dude.
They have a bedroom and a living room.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
I would drive. I would not complain about that drive for sure. Like I'd drive down here all the time for sure. Yeah,
I mean, you could, but it'd be like what $3,000 for your rent.
I mean,
now?
Yeah, because I could rent both rooms, but yeah, it'd be
man,
$1,800 a month.
Imagine the kind of car you could get with that, though.
Man, that's you could true. Probably. I don't know, man. That
I wonder something like yeah, like you said, like 1 month's rent, dude.
You can
buy three of those Hyundais, dude.
For sure. You can get every 2001 Hyundai Santa Fe on Earth right there.
Or you can get like a 2001, what was it, a Ford Focus or something that has new seals in the transmission.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Brand new engine.
It's got a brand new transmission. It says transmission seals. Oh, is that not the same thing? No, it's not the same thing. It's
They said it makes a lot of grinding noises. Doesn't move.
All I know is newer than your car.
Your car really?
Seals are new.
It's not newer than my car.
The transmission seals are.
It's seals in a Ziploc baggie is all it is. Dude. It comes with new seals. The transmission's messed up, but we got the new seals.
Two pictures of seals.
Well, that's what I asked. I said, "Well, what happened? Like, why did they replace the engine? Like, what was wrong with it?"
Blew up.
Just trying to help you out.
Obviously.
No, see, I'm trying to upgrade to like a new vehicle, not like an old vehicle with new parts.
Well, no, you just get a different version of your same car, just in different form.
Dude, I don't see why don't you just like tape like big old cardboard slabs and draw like a convertible on the side.
You should plastic your car, dude.
You can get like one of those stickers of like Louis welding on the side.
There you go.
There's
a lot of things that are good about my car that you guys just don't even think about.
Like, okay, let me see.
Like the fact that you get electrocuted when you roll your when you lock your window. Yeah, like you lock your door.
Like, I'll see your date ever again. Take her in that car.
I'll give you a list of things that are in your about your car that are way better than my truck.
Okay.
You got leather seats.
Back that up real quick, dude.
What? Yeah.
That is not leather.
That's fake plastic leather. So
it's better than cloth.
That's
better than cloth regardless. He's got heat seaters. He's got automatic windows.
What's a heat seater?
I do that all the time. Seat heaters, sorry. Automatic windows. Engine that can go
up
the
hill. What do you need automatic windows for, dude? You can reach your side door.
You act like you're like a paraplegic, dude. You
can literally reach it. I'm saying he's got that, all right? it's automatic. I mean, I'm obviously not a very good stick driver, apparently.
That's
barely. It's got a hatchback, a lot of space. I wish I had a hatchback.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Preach.
List of why his crappy car is better is a lot longer than the list of the things he's good at. Like,
I had it, but I lost it. What the hell was it?
It can ride a unicycle too.
Oh, better mile MPG or gas mileage, whatever. That's about it. That's
what's up.
My truck's got an AC.
Awesome.
That's all I'm
awesome. Basically, totally. He said what's better about my car than his is that it's a different car.
Yeah. it's not
Renamed your car, dude. Like it's pretty much
okay. But I'm gonna go with the things that people don't think of. All right.
Let's hear it.
The fact that the paint job is so bad, right? I don't have to worry about parking too close to someone because, if they hit my door because they can't get in.
That's not even a joke because that parking job tonight, dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I can barely get out. He obviously doesn't care. If someone opened their door, he's like, whatever.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Because really.
I don't blame you because even yesterday I drove the Yukon for a little bit. And, I went to get in. Pretty sure there's a scuff marker on the door, and I'm like, I don't drive it enough to know whether it happened when I drove it or not. And I'm sitting there
crazy.
Trying to rub it out, trying to clean it up and stuff.
Crazy, worry free on that, all right? Then when you're in
it's nice to not care because your car sucks so bad you don't even care. If
yeah,
it's
like
have to worry about
a
it.
Buffalo Stampede can go through that car, and you would be like, oh,
carefree, baby.
Not bad.
It's parked in a parking lot the size of an ocean, like the Magic Mountain one tonight, today. I was like, man, I can't find my car. No, I spotted that bad boy because,
No, you didn't, dude. You were walking the opposite way, and I just looked for the ugliest piece of crap that I could
like see. All you got to do is look at all the reflections, and then the one dull spot where there's no reflection, dude. There's no glare coming off that car at all. There's no shine to that paint job.
Exactly. You guys are acting like it's a bad thing.
Is that flat black? No.
You guys are very, half empty people. I'm half full. That car. Right,
it's
on
a
the money, baby. All right, let's see what else does she do. That's
she did.
Beautiful. I think that's it.
Okay. It has a manual Flintstones option. Poke your feet through the bottom of the floor.
I just think it would it look so bad if you cleaned it once in a while. The inside would look pretty nice. You didn't wipe the dirt off.
Exactly the same.
I kind of have to agree. The dust is kind of inexcusable.
You
look like you drove it in a safari or something.
For sure.
To Africa and now no one will take that car's blood anymore. Yeah, like
the outside's done.
I seriously think it would be more in its habitat in Africa. I can tell you that much right now.
I'm telling you.
I can guarantee that.
The reason why it's so dusty is because all summer long I had to drive with the windows down because I don't have an AC. So it's dusty.
You can't
wipe it.
You don't have a Swiffer sweeper or something. You can't use anything.
Take a rag.
No one wants
what's,
to ride
what's
with
the
me.
Point?
Nobody would be caught dead in that thing either way.
I'm just saying.
Exactly. Dan eagerly calling shotgun all day today.
He liked
us.
He liked it. He's feeling it.
No, I'm trying to support my boy. I'm giving him moral support. You feel me? Man, this guy's life sucks.
That's one thing though. The thing I wish my truck had was seats that recline.
Dust?
Oh. Well, at least one seat. My driver's seat that reclined anyways.
Tom's got plenty of dust, dude, if you want some.
Yeah, if you want some, I got you
covered. Sprinklers outside.
What the heck is that? Who knows? Yeah. But yeah, my seats don't recline. That's the handle's broke on both of the cars.
Tom's car leaking.
My car don't leak. This fool's truck leaks, but my car doesn't.
That's true. Apparently, it doesn't hold Freon too well.
That's compressor, not my car. All right, but you know, doesn't need no transmission seals. You know, oh, it's
fresh nice. In the baggie, brand new.
Yeah.
Brand
new seals. Car, there you go. It's still chugging. Yeah, it might smell like it's on fire when I park it, but. It's not on fire, so
mine doesn't do that. So I'm glad.
I just feel like every time that the car stops, I just hear this. Seriously, I never know when it's like the last time I ever ride in that thing for sure.
Yeah, Dan.
I'm thinking I need a new car. I was like, look at this, my car's thrash. I'm like, what do you mean? The grill's all peppered.
I can't even tell. I'm like, have you seen my car?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you're rolling up in a Chrysler, like. It's a nice car, man.
I don't even know what you drive. I don't think I've ever.
It's like a murdered out Chrysler.
A murdered out with my mom's UC Santa Cruz bomb on the back. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yo, what's up, ladies?
It's a nice Chrysler.
Chrysler what? The
300.
Oh, a Chrysler 300. Mm-hmm. That's pretty
It's a baller car, though. Man. It's legit car. Nice.
Yeah, this dude's like, you know, big time nurse, you know, making the
I
big
forgot
dollars.
He's a baller.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. You feel me, man? Hey, yo, Bobby, you want to inform the listeners on how much you got in your last paycheck?
Oh, man.
Yeah, Bobby somehow.
Speaking of baller.
Somehow he owes UPS for working.
Okay, the whole week I didn't work at all once because it's so slow.
Yeah, right. You put in overtime and everything.
Oh, man. That would be horrible. I would not be working there if I was working and getting
how
that
much
bitch.
Did you make? How much did you make?
For not working one day out of the week, I made $12. Like almost $13. So.
Dude, which is clearly better than being a waiter at Denny's, according to the waiter at Denny's specifically told me that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
What?
You weren't there that night when we went to Denny's? He saw my credit card with the business name on it. And he's like, what kind of work do you do? And I was like, oh, we do refrigeration. And he's like, oh, I'm a waiter. And I was like, oh. Like, I don't know what to say.
Really?
And he's all, but, you know, on a good night, I make like $20 an hour, like on a really good night. And I was like, well,
when there's not hair in the food.
Like, not tonight.
And then
I was like,
oh, that's good. And he goes, yeah, but I'm just a waiter. And I was like, well, you got to start somewhere, man. Like, I don't know what to say. Like,
I'm 45 and I have 6 kids.
Give this guy a pep talk, dude. I'm like, all right.
Let's go, team.
Cool. Sorry, dude.
That's Bobby. That's what he said to Joe tonight. I just move boxes.
That's what I do. It's like, there's nothing else to describe. I move boxes onto a belt. I mean, that's what I do. Well, no, sometimes I stack boxes in the trailers. It's like a game of Tetris all night, dude.
It's a rare thing that you can find that someone does such a primitive job.
Yeah, that's true.
But still make money doing such a primitive thing, you know what I mean?
I'm just amazed that the guys that stand outside at Home Depot made more money than you, for sure.
Yeah, obviously.
Man.
He's Which one's the kids guys. Selling the candy bars, the bombs, the
Both.
Hot dog man?
Both. Oh, thanks, all guys. The above, for sure.
Guy, hey, give me like a year
I think,
and a half.
I think Bud gave me more in change today than Puppy made.
Hey, give me like a year and a half, and I'll be making pretty good money, all right? So I'll be working every day.
I hope in a year and a half I'm not in the same position doing this podcast.
Oh, like that?
Yeah.
I hope you're in Africa.
No, that's sad.
That's why you're a guest,
Dan. Flies permanently.
Mouthful flies. That's okay. Dude. We don't want your nasty blood transfusion anyway. Dude. We can't accept
that. I don't understand you guys' point behind that.
What do you mean?
Like
it's just scary.
You act like Africa's the bush. Though.
You
like,
go somewhere and you come back and they'd be like, I have you know I know there's a lot of people out there who need blood. So
yeah,
I want to donate blood.
I know you're hurting.
Sorry, where are you from? No, we won't take your blood. No.
Yeah.
I mean, something's really wrong with that place.
You were only there for 1 week, and we will not accept your blood anymore.
Even though it
could
save someone's life.
Your body is forever poisoned.
Yeah,
you're on the non-acceptance
party in Africa. I'm not trying to go anywhere where my blood is no good.
Even if you fill out the questionnaire, like, did you have sex with men? No. Yeah. Did you do this? No.
Did you get off the plane? No.
Okay, get out of here.
Not even Dracula is trying
like,
to get at you, dude.
You're over here. What are you trying to do? Get free juice and crackers out of us?
But
get out of here,
yeah,
dude.
That's what I'm saying is like that, those are all bonuses for me. I hate donating blood. I absolutely despise it.
I would hate it too. I've only had my blood drawn
once,
and I hated
people.
It so much, man. I mean, I've only done it just I had to get my tonsils taken out, so they had to take my blood. I wanted to cry like a little kid. Well, I was a little kid, but
I
hate needles for one.
Yeah.
I hate needles so much. I don't like getting shots, and it just freaking makes me ugh.
It makes you cry?
It makes me want to cry.
Just like you were crying today in the Drop of Doom?
Yeah.
Exactly. I did not write that shit.
You didn't even get on it, dude. You didn't even get on it.
No, dude, I'm not writing that. I should have, because apparently it's not bad at all. But
we told you it wasn't before we even got on it.
That was so anticlimactic, dude. Like, you just slowly go up. It's like an elevator. And then
I mean, I honestly had no idea. I was just bluffing when I was saying that it wasn't scary, but then when we wrote it, I was, yeah, it really was. There's nothing to it. Oh, but like, when I was trying to convince you, I was totally lying.
I knew. I was like, there's no way I'm writing that crap. I was like, you guys can ride that. I'll call this chick, and then you guys can ride that.
You're going to call the chick who's, like, gone skydiving. She's like, you're not riding
real quick. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she called me a pussy, but I was like, you know, whatever. I was like, I'm not riding that crap. I'm going to tell you.
Trying to get me to ride Drop Doom.
Wait, baby, put your ring puck down for a second.
No.
You're not going to believe this. You know the pirate boat? They wanted me to ride that man. they're trying to get me out of the Tweety Bird cage, but you see how fast that thing spins?
Hey, man, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not the one got sick.
Who got sick?
Bud.
Bud's like, I got to throw up. Sit next to B.O. for me.
Oh, that was awesome. That will definitely be on the Bro Night Instagram for sure, if anybody cares.
That was awful.
It was disgusting from my stance, dude.
Tom had a horrible day. Had a horrible day today.
Yeah,
for some reason, wore his hat during Goliath like a dumbass. And
I wore it backwards.
It'll stay on. It's going at 100 miles per hour. It'll stay on.
It doesn't get old every time I get reminded. It's like still.
It really bums me out. I really love that hat. It was like my favorite hat. It was so damn comfortable. Like, I have a big head. So
well, I can tell it's comfortable, dude. That thing was stretched out so bad.
I thought that was part of your head, to be honest. I was like, oh my god, that guy got decapitated. Yeah. Hey, man, awesome.
The guy,
ride,
some
awesome
reason behind him, like, oh, I tried to catch his brains. For some reason, wore his hat on Goliath. That shit flew off in like minutes, not even like in seconds.
No, it was the first drop.
It was literally like 5 seconds.
Yeah, now I'm even more depressed that we weren't behind you guys on that ride to do that. Like,
I know,
that makes it even worse.
I
could have just laughed hard.
I could have easily caught him like, nah. Nah, I'm not going to touch that thing. But
like,
then
that guy said, I had it in my hand, dude. But then it hit me in my face and then I let go. I was like, why did you let go?
Yeah, I didn't understand that part.
And then we, after all that crap, after a walk around the whole park day, we wanted to take a little tram down the hill. And Tom walks in, oh, I'm going to take the only spot to sit. Oh, fuck you guys. And he sits down. Yeah. And we're like, okay.
That was my attitude. No, you guys stood there. And I was like, I guess they're not going to sit down because you guys walked in before me.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, even if you didn't sit, your face.
Obvious there was only room for one seat. So we're all going to stand together.
Yeah.
We're all here together.
Yeah.
We're standing together.
And, I was like, no one's
and this fool just like, what? I'm going to sit down. Then
well, it don't matter because I got the freaking.
That's what you got.
I was just doing it because I was like, well, I guess no one's going to sit down.
This fool sits down. And then some Indian dude, honestly, looked pretty clean cut, dude. Like,
yeah,
to me.
Did. Yeah,
and then apparently he smelled like onions.
No.
The fool, I guess that fool smelled like Satan was eating some freaking chili cheese fries,
like,
dude, or something.
Like
onion chili cheese
just
fries.
Onions, dude. No, there was no french fries. It was just straight like an onion.
Like bad onions,
bad,
dude.
Like rotten onion.
It was
horrible.
That was bad.
And it wasn't just one dude. It was two guys. There was a dude sitting next to me, and then the other dude standing right next to me,
and
who had his arm up, like right in my face. His armpit was basically in my face the entire time.
He got one armpit for each nostril, dude.
And like, and let's not forget about that chick. I'm pretty sure she smelled just as bad as the two of them, too.
Well, I'm
like,
sure she did.
She clearly wasn't wearing deodorant either.
Well, she was green onion, though. Dude.
My problem with the whole thing, yeah, like, I'm not going to disagree. They did stink really badly. But but having said that, like, knowing that that's in their culture, like, Tom being, like, the cultureless bastard that he is, well, that is, like, a clothespin on his nostrils, dude. I'm almost making it so obvious. No, this one's making it so, and, like, making these people so self-conscious, and I was like, oh, my God.
And he's, like, waving his hand, nose plugged.
No, seriously, I because we're, like, good, like, halfway down.
Anybody else smell onions in here?
No,
I smell onions.
I blame that tram because that tram was moving so damn slow. Because
I was like, I'll wait it out.
You know, I got about halfway through that ride without having like anything above my, and I couldn't take it anymore, dude. It was so strong. I was like, I gotta cover my nose because I'm about to freaking.
Tom pulled his shirt up
dude,
over.
I don't understand why you didn't just stand up and come. Hey, guys, start act like you're just talking to us.
Dude,
why didn't you just get up?
Understand is like, okay, fine, like fine. You know, they're not from this country, whatever.
Yeah,
but like. You could still be polite to them and offer your seat up to the lady.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just been like,
I was paralyzed by
sitting. You're just like, I'm holding this seat down.
No,
she can stand for all I care.
Yeah, I think she was pregnant too, dude.
Yeah, I think so.
She was.
And her baby had BO.
I would have just like got up and just like went and talked to one of you guys, one of us. Like
I could, dude, I could not function. It smelled so bad.
I honestly don't blame you. I was locked up where I was.
If I move, I might like blow this around the whole train. Just going down, dude.
Somehow the guy driving the train derails it.
Those guys were ranked though. I'm like, how can you smell that like that rotten. And not be like, ew, I stink?
They don't give a fuck, dude.
I guess not, dude. YOLO, man, for real. Those guys were awful. I was like, I have bad luck with just Middle Eastern people. I have nothing against them.
They're Indian.
That's Middle Eastern.
That's not Middle Eastern.
I would consider India.
No, that's...
Anos, this motherfucker stank. That's all that matters.
Okay, well, Indians and Middle Eastern people.
It's the combination of the two.
Whatever you want to call them, all right? The people from that area. Not good for my life. I know a couple that I really like my buddy Argan, solid dude, really good, doesn't stink. But he just got his American citizenship. That's what's up, okay?
It's automatically my mom and dad, before they were U.S. citizens, dude, just smelled rank all the time. Dude.
No, they're not from South America.
You know, if your parents were from, you know, like India or like, you know, Iraq or Iran or one of the stinky places. Then there you go. I'd be like,
I kind of feel the same way because like I knew one Indian dude like no, he's not Indian. He was Arabic, right? The only guy that I was like considered somewhat of a friend. I had finance class with him and he was cool. Real nice guy. Turned out wasn't like 2 years after we graduated, full got arrested. He was a terrorist. He was like straight up like had Al Qaeda ties and stuff and like, was making
he
plans.
Had a, he
stuff,
had a tie like, that said Al Qaeda.
Yeah, like ties to Al Qaeda. Dude, it was like,
and an onion in his pocket right here too.
Yeah, but did he? But more importantly, did he stink, man? Because like,
no, that was,
that was his
like,
bioterrorism.
Totally like clean cut dude. Like,
oh, well,
like
this guy, all right guy in
really
my book, dude.
Most people were
terrorists, yeah. But if he stinks. Oh, man, get out of here, man.
And after all that onion stuff,
you're gonna kill some people, fine, but just not with your BO. Oh,
and after all the onion trauma Tom had, all the tears coming out of his eyes from the onions, he's like, I just want some Cold Stone. You know, he's like, I just want some ice cream.
Wait, let's not forget about what happened at Salvation Army.
Well, no, we're still at Magic Mountain still.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was just thinking of all the bad things that happened to Tom today.
I forgot about that. Okay. Gosh, that
so I was thinking of Tom's bad day today.
I guess I did have a bad day.
Magic Mountain.
This fool's like, oh, get some Cold Stone. All right, whoa.
I have Cold Stone gift cards.
Yeah, he's like, I got Cold Stone gift cards on deck. Heck yeah. And then,
I forgot about that.
And then so we waited in line for quite a little bit for Cold Stone, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I was already munching on my funnel cake, you feel me?
Tom's like, all right. He's like, Tom's got a big old grin on his face. He like has the card out for him.
No, three Cold Stone cards. Oh, three cards, dude.
He's probably counting it out for the cashier. One. Two.
Making it rain.
And he was like, three.
Yeah, like you could tell he had written down like how much was on him, and it smeared off. And he's like, I don't know how much is on this.
Oh, that's why it was all red.
But it was funny because the whole time Tom was like talking loud about, oh, I don't know how much my gift cards. Blah 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 blah. Clearly, the guy's standing right there after all that, and the Tom goes at the pen. The guy's like, oh, we don't take cards.
No, dude. You could tell the guy felt bad because he even like he had like a look on his face and just slowly shook his head. And he's like, sorry, man. And I was like,
Tom's like, oh, no. Freaking all the tears came back, dude.
And there I was with my funnel cake. What's up, baby?
And then so we left Magic Mountain. I didn't really catch the Salvation Army story.
Oh, no. Wait. And then Tom finally gets his ice cream. Turns out, what was it? They didn't have the cone that you wanted. And then he went to eat his cone, and it was totally stale. So
I didn't even eat the cone.
He didn't even eat the cone because it was still nasty. Yeah, and he paid extra for it.
So continue. How does his life suck next?
So what was the next horrible thing that happened to me?
So we went to get Salvation.
So we got back into the Hunt Diocese.
Yeah, that was the other hard, bad, terrible thing that happened.
No, getting in the Hunt Diocese wasn't that bad. Getting the Hunt Diocese and then having to listen for 15 minutes, you guys rag on the Hunt Diocese. I was like, for real?
Dude, as I had my hand out the window, dude, sitting shoddy. Yeah. This is such a piece of crap.
But I go through the Salvation Army store because I barely saw it with like corner of my eye.
One thing I know about the Salvation Army is we got killer deals, dude, for sure. Oh, I am wearing it right now.
That's
I bought a $55 pair of shorts for $4.
You're the
no,
one
two
that
bucks.
Didn't come up at the Salvation Army. You didn't buy anything there, huh?
No, I ended up buying that thing at the Goodwill. Yeah, I didn't buy it at the Salvation Army. No, I was ready to get the hell out of the Salvation Army.
Dude, Salvation Army, I don't know about – I've never been to a whole bunch of them, but that one freaking – was ranked.
Dude, like, I wonder if all middle. Where did all the Salvation Army get that carpet that's like split in the middle? Looks like barf, dude. It has like
it had
black
to be from Cody's room.
All over.
Fucking go to Colby's throw up on it.
Dude,
bro, that place. Okay, we walk in the Salvation Army, and so because we're looking for a Nintendo 64 controller. Rare find, but they do exist.
0% chance of finding one, according to Dan.
Okay, like, well, zero. Like, zero. I don't know why that's justifiable. Zero. That's so justifiable. Okay, they proved right. Zero is
true. If anyone's ever been to Salvation Army, like, it's already like, you know, there's already deals there to begin with. And there's already like stinky, shady characters that.
Oh, that was
run,
crazy.
Run,
but
already run by
deals,
a company from India,
and it's 50% off.
So that's what I'm saying. It was like on a whole new level today because today it was 50% off
deals
on
upon
there.
Deals.
So
yeah.
It was a.
Oh, I know that was true, huh?
Yeah. So like you walk in, and it was like just sewer rats scurrying around everywhere. People were just running left and right.
Master Splinter is buying a new
bunch
cane.
Of Middle Eastern people walking around there.
So anyway,
heck,
we walk in.
Master
the first...
Splinter wouldn't step foot in that.
Yeah.
Goodwill. Come on, dude. Come on. He's no Pokemon character. You know.
We walked in, and for some reason, this humongous lady, or at least her feet were humongous.
Was she wearing a muumuu?
Yeah.
And
she got those goofy feet, man.
She had, like, rolls on her feet. I don't know. That's what I was trying to get.
I didn't get a good look
at them. Yeah, no one else would look at them, but they were disgusting. And I was
after
to get
you were grossed out by them, I wasn't willing to
I like
look.
How you guys, like, walked over to me. Dan, what is that?
Whoa, you're a nurse.
I wasn't going
to
look. I was like, Dan, you
well, I already had saw him because I had to, like, deal with the lady.
Oh, yeah.
I walk in, she's like... Me,
that was so
I was like,
funny because she had the same
lady.
Voice as the lady from Chipotle.
Yeah, it was
like,
identical
same exact
to that
lady.
And I swear, I thought that, I was like, is this lady talking to me? Excuse me, sir. Can you put these away? Okay, first of all, this lady is sitting there, and she's sitting on one of the couches on display for purchase, and she's just chilling there like it's her own couch with a bag of potato chips, a TV remote with no TV, on a pussy cat sitting on her lap. It was like, dude.
She was knitting, bag of popcorn.
She was right at home, dude.
She was literally 3 feet from the shelf. She needed to put them back on.
No, seriously. No, yeah, that's, I'm not kidding.
She was within arm's reach, like, for sure.
Excuse me, sir. Will you put these back for me? And I was like, me? Like, because I'm like, there's like
we see everybody.
Yeah,
like,
you guys all split. Like, I'm just like,
heck no, dude.
Maybe they're talking about.
It was like flying V, dude.
Yeah,
we're
so
gone.
I was like,
are you stuck in the middle?
Or he sees like smoke in the outline of our bodies.
She handed me a bowl. She had a bowl and a gravy boat, and I was
I
like,
"I don't even know." I was going to ask you later.
It was like
a
glass gravy boat.
Was she
and a
using
bowl.
It? Was she like? Did she have like some?
No, yeah, there was
a
gravy in there. She was having Thanksgiving leftovers.
She
uses, dude,
no,
right
she's using
the
gravy boat as a spittoon, dude.
Yeah, so she's in there. Excuse me, sir. Will you put these back? And I was like, I don't even know where the hell they go. And she's like, I was like, oh, okay, sure. She goes. They go on that shelf right over there. And I was like, okay.
And Tom goes to put them on the shelf, and she goes,
on the other side.
Yeah,
I go to put them on the shelf. On the other side. So I'm just like, okay. And I go there,
like,
and there's no rhyme or reason to the shelf.
No, that was what was funny, because there really wasn't. And she was still like, the clear ones go on this side, and the colored ones go on that side. And Tom's like, all right.
And I don't think she knew where I put them. I just put them wherever. I just put them down. And she's like, thank you. One bowl had a chip in it, so I didn't need it. And I was like, oh, okay. And she goes, everything's 50% off. Hope you get a great deal. Yeah,
I was going to buy that couch until I saw your nasty ass sitting on it.
But no, because seriously, I was like, I didn't understand. Like Bud said, the shelf was literally like 2 feet away. And I was like, okay, you're
dude,
old and fat. But why can't you? I was like, no, this is before I realized your feet, right? And I was like, yeah, you're old and you're fat. Like, why can't you just get up and walk? And then I looked at her feet, and I was like, oh, that's because her feet were like mangled
clearly,
looking.
They were like molded to the ground. She had clearly been there like for like the past like several years.
No, carpet,
like,
I think
she was becoming part of the Salvation Army.
She was part couch.
She's like,
I donated this couch, but I'm also part of it too. Yeah. I'm molded to it. I'm 50% off. You want a good deal on it. But I didn't understand her purpose, because she seemed like she knew a lot about, like, she was like promoting the deals.
She
was, like,
oh, she was.
So
she
I was like,
clearly...
is this lady an employee? Because she's sitting there like greeting customers.
She probably makes more money than me, dude.
By greeting, I mean like putting them to work. Like, and will you fold these shirts and put them in aisle 3? And I was like, what's going on?
Like, where's the manager at?
Right here. Yeah. Get to work. It's
for charity.
I'm not, but the couch is the manager.
Yeah, it was so weird. But like they said, you guys were just gone, and I was over here like, okay.
I was drawn to this great deal. These shorts, dude. I mean, yeah. Like, seriously.
I got a sombrero
for nothing, dude. Nice shorts.
Yeah. I got a big sombrero for $1.98.
Yeah, you
that's
got
like a
off,
month
dude.
Worth of work.
I'm still gonna say you got ripped off.
That's
not a month's worth of work, dude. That's one day of not doing anything.
That's
apparently
true.
At your job.
$1.98. You paid half of what I paid for a brand new tennis racket, like for just like a crappy sombrero.
You know what that tennis racket got you? A fucking tennis ball in your ass. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm glad I didn't buy that tennis racket. That's another bad look.
Oh, yeah.
No. Tom's an anal, not no longer an anal virgin anymore.
I'm really sad that I wasn't there for the purchasing of the tennis racket, because that was even more pathetic. Man. I just got the greatest deal in the history of mankind.
That was a good deal.
Dude, still the funniest thing to me is that, like, the fact that there was two stickers. He's like so baffled by it. He's like,
I wasn't baffled.
And then he, like, instead of just going up and being like, here's my $4. He's like, oh, excuse me,
I'm
ma'am.
Not a scam artist like this fool, right?
Excuse
this fool's
me.
Already, he's already
ma'am,
trying to
ma'am,
hustle.
Ma'am,
but I'm
the, ma'am, is this $4 for the racket? And
actually,
$4?
Those are
Goodwill, dude. No. They're there to make a profit.
Dude, going from that Salvation Army to that.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It was like going.
I felt like I was at Bloomingdale's or something, dude. I was like, man.
It was like going from, like, McDonald's to, like, the nicest five-star steakhouse, dude.
Yeah,
it
dude. Like a restaurant with no prices on the menu. Like, yeah. That kind of restaurant.
Dang.
Dude. Like, that's
one
what I felt like.
But, like.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, dude, so then he like goes up like is it $4 for the racket and then $4 for the cover?
You're like,
and she just looks at him like he's the biggest clown.
Well,
and she's
why
just
would
like,
they put two stickers?
She's just like,
but
she goes,
prepared.
She's all, no, it's $3.99 for the whole thing. And he's like, okay.
No,
this is Goodwill.
But it was so funny because it's like he's telling me beforehand. Okay, check it out. If the cover's separate, I'm not going to buy the cover. I'm just going to buy the racket.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's $4 for the racket. I'm not paying $4 for this cover. I'm like, who would pay $4 for that cover anyway?
You're,
like,
yeah,
obviously,
prepared.
They're not going to sell that cover afterwards.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, honestly.
They're just going to put sir, can you put the cover back? That's still $4. We're definitely going to make a sale on that.
I guess it doesn't make sense when you think about selling the thing separate, but, like, say if it was $8 for that deal for both the racket and the cover together, like, that's still a good deal. And why would they put two separate stickers on the racket? They put a sticker on the racket, and they put a sticker on the bag.
She's probably just for some fool like you to come out just to confuse.
Well, they should have. They fucked up. They're bad business people, because they were smart. They'd be like, yeah, it's $4 for each, and then the lady would have pocketed $4.
That is
herself,
true.
You know?
That is true.
But
is
no, because all because all no, all what would really happen is she'd be stuck with this cover, and they're
that's
like,
true.
They're like, well, what are we gonna do with this cover now? You're fired.
Bucks.
What a horrible decision you made.
We're hiring right now.
I was like trying to figure out the whole time, like, and I wanted to look at her more to try to get a better like idea of what if she was an employee, but I'm like, I clearly, if I look at this lady, she's gonna know I'm looking at those nasty feet. That was where once I saw them one time, I couldn't look at anything else but them, because they were just disturbing.
It was just the fact, like, you were like white as a ghost trying to describe them to me, and it was enough for me to know, like, I'm not even looking at those feet.
Like,
look at them.
I was like, no. I was like, no.
Why would I look?
I have this image burned in my head. Dude.
That's like one of those people that like smells something horrible. You gotta smell this. Smell this. I'm like, no.
Smell this guy. This Middle Eastern man's armpit.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's the worst thing you'll ever smell. Smell.
You gotta do it.
But it was just weird.
That was the third, like the fourth bad thing that happened to you. And then at the end of the day, we went and played some tennis. And
oh,
I think
dude.
I'll let Dan tell this story.
The game butts up. There's only one goal. It's just to nail somebody right in the buttocks. You know, just right in the middle. But like straight in the butthole is where I'm always aiming, dude. The G spot. You feel me? Yeah. But
you have a different idea of G spot.
No, we're talking in terms
know.
Of butts up. You know, that's
oh,
G spot.
Okay.
You feel me?
The G spot of butts up.
Yeah, for sure. But dude, seriously, I've never heard that sound. A butt, like your butt made like a suction cup coming off a wall noise.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Dude, but like the speed, the accuracy, the, you know, everything about that shot was like spot on. You know, like it had a GPS for your butthole. But unfortunately, you're like your coccyx is a lot like your widow's peak, dude. It's like really pointy and like triangular. So,
he's
like,
got the triangle one. Not really.
Hey, then that's gone. I shaved it.
But all I know is that that sounded, and it, I felt your pain. But it sounded like
I'm kind of regretting not getting those Pringles because I'm pretty sure that's the same noise when you open.
That's seriously no joke. That wasn't like the gnarliest hit I've ever had in butts up for sure.
I got a pretty good one on Bobby though.
It was the gnarliest I've ever seen for sure.
Tom's face.
That was the worst tennis ball shot I've ever seen ever. Like, and that's including nut shots too, dude. Like,
it was brutal, dude.
It hurt though. It like seriously hit like my tailbone. I have no butt cheeks, so as it may be known.
Especially like I can't imagine how much like more like I don't know like. To the surface, your tailbone comes like when you're actually like bent over. Like,
that's true.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, my tail was like basically poking out. Like, yeah. Like a little pigtail, basically.
I picture like in the new Mortal Kombat games, you know, when you punch someone and like it goes to the X-ray view and it's like you see the bones cracking. I picture that with your tailbone and your spine.
There's a tennis ball going inside. Yeah, it's all spreading everything out and then popping back.
My thing is, I'm pretty sure that I lodged it right in your butthole, but you farted at the same time. Like, I was stuck there for a second, but you just so happened to fart, so it got set loose.
Now I feel bad that you didn't buy those condoms in that vending machine, dude. You should have wrapped that tennis ball up before you hit it at Tom, dude. Done him a favor.
That was awesome.
Is that the only thing? Was that the last thing that bad happened?
So far.
Yeah.
We still got, like, another hour to go, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, no. Remember, then we had to drive back in the car again.
Oh, yeah. They put me some more.
I had to be seen in public.
And that's when we went to Ralph's, and then looked like four of the biggest stoners known to man. Ralph's at like 11 o'clock at night. Oh, let's get some Funyuns. Oh, and some drumsticks. Oh, some Doritos.
We're good. Chips, we're good. Oh, this is an epidemic.
Cherry 7-Up. Oh, but Cactus Cooler.
Hey, it's cheat weekend.
It's cheat weekend, dude. It's better myself.
That's true.
All I know is I don't feel really good right now. Eating all those chips, I just kind of feel like shit.
Yeah, so, it really just knocked me out.
But I do want
sure.
some more Mountain Dew.
I feel fresh, dude. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Feel good. That's where that shower.
That shower.
I'll probably shower after the podcast.
I'll
shower in the morning, but I stink.
Do you smell like those Indian guys? Get out of here.
Embrace it, Tom.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a pretty brutal day for Tom. I mean, bad luck, Tom.
It definitely didn't go the way I think he had it planned in his head.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was really that bad until you guys started listing how bad it was for me. So apparently, I mean, I'm a piece of shit.
That for sure was, that was like the quickest trip of Magic Mountain I ever did. That was like the tour of Magic Mountain.
It was gonna be so packed, dude.
Dan kept saying,
it's going to be so packed, dude. Like, everyone's going to be going there with their families because it's Thanksgiving weekend. I'm like,
I think that's exactly why no one's going to be going there because it's Thanksgiving weekend.
No, it's going to be crazy.
I've heard. We were seriously waited like 5 minutes to get on Tatsu, one of the most popular rides in the park.
Yeah, that's true.
Awesome. Yeah, that was
the line for Viper. On point, you know.
There's a
sure, yeah. Sure, we all have bruises God, and stuff. Weird. I'm pretty sure your butt doesn't even hurt, dude. You just found out where the bruise was, dude.
That ride is horrible, dude.
I don't understand why that thing's still in existence, dude. That seriously was the most pain.
I think
I've
it's
ever
just it's on the list, dude. It's due to be demoed. I'm sure
it really actually wouldn't be that bad if they just put Todd's
new pads
on there.
Yeah, just upgrade the pads.
Yeah,
really,
that's true.
Maybe try to speed it up so it doesn't seem like it's going to fall off the tracks when it goes on the loop. That part of it like seemed like it was going to bounce off the tracks at any point.
The best part about that ride is that like the four people in front, people probably thought we're having the time of our lives. But, My spleen!
It hurts.
My skull's cracked.
But nothing actually hurt.
I somehow come out in a full body cast.
Like the IV and everything.
But dude, worse than
the I Viper. Wrote Tatsu too, or the Viper.
not for me so much, well, not for me at all. But Dan on the Riddler, Brittany, if you ever hear this, just so you know, you guys aren't going to be allowed to have children.
Yeah, I won't need a vasectomy.
Okay, Misty, obviously, she's the only other listener.
Yeah,
Dan's voice probably
up an
few octaves higher.
Joel gets on the Riddler, and you're supposed to like stand on your feet, but like have the bicycle seat.
But they don't warn you. They don't warn you when that time comes.
No, they don't. They don't give you enough.
They don't give you a countdown. That's
basically,
I should sue.
Basically, supposed to have the seat kind of there for like this is a little bit of like
balance room.
Yeah, for balance. But you're supposed to be basically standing on your feet. Well, for whatever reason, Dan's like floating. He's not even. He aren't touching the ground at all, and he's just sitting completely like right on his balls the entire
like,
time.
Like it is, 2 inches awful. Of space between your feet and the ground.
Oh, I know, dude. At the end of that ride, like my eyes were like the size of like 1 millimeter each. Dude, my face was. I looked like the guy from the Warheads. Remember? And my testicles are touching my kidneys.
Yeah, you kind of look like Beaker from you had the tiny, skinny, little face, big old eyeballs, but little pupils.
Like, my question is how? Like, I seriously was limping, like legitimately. No, limping.
Yeah, your walk was definitely different after.
No,
that.
Like I was trying to walk straight, and I just physically could not do it. And you guys were like, "What the people? You can't tap on them," you know? Like, you guys were just walking like nobody's business, dude.
Well, yeah, I wasn't free. Like,
I was standing up the whole time, so. It really didn't faze me. The only thing was that was the ride where like I still decided I'm going to wear my glasses, and I hit my head against the pad and it like smashed my ear with my glasses.
Oh, that was like,
and then I was like looking over at you to see if you're still wearing yours because I'm like obviously
Dan's
like,
glasses were the least of his concern.
Well, because I thought like if his aren't flying off, mine for sure aren't going to fly off. And then at one point I felt my glasses coming off my face and I'm like, heck no, I'm not going to be Tom, dude. I'm just going to take these things off and hold them. And then I looked and sure enough, like. You were high pitched, like hanging from your seat, holding your glasses in your hand. So I knew I made the right decision.
Oh man, that was. But I feel grossed out wearing my hat, holding my hat right now because the whole time, every time I got on a ride,
you didn't even ride anything, dude. You just sat outside.
Whatever. Every time
you guys got on the ride, I sat on my hat on the bench.
I would set the hat on the seat where other people's asses were. And I would sit on it. So now, like, I gotta wash.
The worst part is that you kept
you
sitting on it and then
it.
Farting on it. Yeah, that was the worst part. I mean, and then you put your hat on, and go, man, my hat freaking stinks.
I don't know, man. But it was. then you know, you guys are giving me crap about my hat for some reason. Bud was making fun of my hat for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, because it's a Toni Braxton hat, dude.
It's a nice hat, dude. It's Braxton.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not. It's just commitment.
And then, oh no, I wasn't that. It was where you're making fun of me about Britney's butt. About stuff I never even said.
Up the butt again.
Can't get enough, dude. I forgot about it, dude.
Remember that time you were making fun of me about her butt? Yeah. Now, let's talk about that again.
Let's talk about that booty.
No, for real. You guys are saying,
you
gotta put your Britney on your hat and stuff. I was like, and then I turned around to show you like the back of my hat. And I said, yeah, I got ass right here on the back. But there was two like, probably like 19-year-old girls behind me, and I was all ass like right in their face. I didn't even look at them, and then I turned around and talked to you guys, and I was like, I obviously knew that had to have been weird. And then I heard them say that was kind of creepy. And they're like laughing. I was like, man, I wanted to say something. Like turn around, I was talking to you guys.
Hey,
like,
Jenny, do you have your pepper spray? Yeah, I got it. Right. Do you guys know what a podcast is?
Hey, you guys should listen to our podcast.
Motherfuckers should listen to Bro Night, bitches.
Players, you players,
bitches get wet, son. Players.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, man, I just feel creepy. I was like, I'm not gonna say anything. It's just gonna make it worse. I'm gonna be like,
all I learned out of today's excursion to Magic Mountain is like how old I've become, dude. Because like, easily the most fun I was having is when we're sitting down and we're watching people walk by. Look at that!
Yeah, when we got on the Drop of Doom or whatever, there's like teenagers sitting on the ride next,
oh
like
God,
off, the seats next to us,
so obnoxious,
and we're just like. We hate
teenagers. Okay, but I mean, come on. Those were like the worst of the worst kind
of
teenagers there are.
Yeah, that was true.
But still, we're like teenagers. Men over here.
Oh man,
I don't know. I think people
matter. Let's have a limit party.
I gave Bud to try to prove my point about giving Jenny a piggyback ride. I gave Bud.
That was true. That was awesome.
Not even close, dude.
That was impressive, dude.
It was impressive.
It was impressive,
but you had performance enhancers.
No, it was impressive
that
was how many people were like rooting
that's
him on.
That's what was really impressive to me, dude.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you had people rooting you on. I guarantee you, when Jenny was riding your back, the people that around Disneyland, they're like, oh, they probably threw you money, dude.
Like,
no, anyway, stop, please. We don't want to watch this.
There was two. I'm like halfway up the hill. Like, I'm like almost the top, you know? And these two teenager guys were like, yeah, bro, keep going. I was like, what?
Oh.
Gave him a high five.
Hating on my chips, but you're over here eating them.
Look at Tom eating again, dude. Here we go. Like,
yeah, this fool ragging on my chips, but he's eating them. He's eating them.
What is this guy's deal? He can't not eat during this, dude.
He's getting another ice cream, dude.
You guys ate a whole bag of Funyuns before the podcast started.
Yeah, but we're not eating during the podcast. Yeah.
And it was 6 ounces of
Funyuns. You had to eat over there until you're done with that stuff, dude.
This doesn't even crunch.
So you're gonna make sure. Hey, make sure you open the wrapper really close to the microphone, dude.
I don't know. Swollen. Oh, you mean this thing went up inside it again? Because your butthole's all dilated still.
But yeah, so I got a high five, and then some other guys like cheered me on, and that was about it. So that was pretty.
Tells you how slow that day was at Magic Mountain. Exactly. There, dude. Like, they were literally more entertained by the fact that like there was a guy giving someone a piggyback ride than the rides that's themselves. True. Especially, yeah, I mean, I think those people just came from Viper though. They were like,
they needed a perk up,
dude.
Yeah, yeah. Like concussion. Like, well, what's going on? Decked out on painkillers and.
And the announcer at Viper was like just boring him, dude. And yeah. the odd elevator music there, dude, was not good.
But I got yelled at for putting his water bottle in the wrong place while next to the ride.
Oh, put it by the wall.
My water bottle. Yeah.
Is that what she said? My water bottle?
No. You said putting his water bottle. That was your water bottle. It wasn't my water bottle.
More importantly to the whole thing is that we actually put science behind one of our podcasts, you know? Like, this is our lab. Like, we put it to the test. There is no freaking way that you carry 200 pounds of Jenny.
Oh, yeah, dude.
What?
I didn't say not 200. Because 180,
because
dude.
How far did he carry me, really?
Like, you're 205, and it was a pretty fucking steep hill. It's a pretty steep hill, and you're way taller than Jenny.
Like 3.0 on a...
Okay, it might have even been downhill.
But supposedly
slowly.
You carried her for, what, 2 miles?
Yeah.
Not two. I don't know. It felt like, oh,
that's
2 miles.
That's my point. That was my point. That was the whole thing with that story. I'm not saying that you didn't do it. I'm concerned. Well, no, but I just don't believe it.
You didn't even get her.
I believe that you carried her. I don't believe that either she doesn't weigh as much as you think she did, or the distance was not the
or
same.
Or both.
It was either.
Probably both.
Only, or both, yeah. So that's my point.
So what we guys do.
And especially because of the fact, like, you're in way better shape than you were then.
Yeah.
So there's no way like that.
But it wasn't.
Tom's like in the corner looking at his. I was looking at you the entire time. I've never seen one person in the zone with that.
Yes.
You were saying a damn word, dude, the entire time.
I'm minding my own business, licking my ice cream cone over here. And Bobby's all, oh, this was easy. I'm going to turn his mic down. I wasn't making one damn noise whatsoever.
He was seriously, I don't even think he was present, dude.
No.
He was just over here.
Dude, that fool went into the Hyundai to go give it a lick, dude.
More quiet. He's all, I'm gonna turn his mic down.
He's in a whole nother world, dude.
Oh, dude, I was watching the entire time. Like, you're gonna be so meticulous, dude. With it, you're like,
I mean, look at that
dude,
perfect.
And I don't know, like, you didn't even drop a single nut off that drumstick, dude. Like, that's it was like impressive, dude. Like, every little piece of chocolate, like, nothing dropped at all.
No, sorry, guys, I got censored over here. All right,
mic's turned up. I was joking.
The thing that's funny is like. Anyone listening to this has no idea what I'm laughing at all.
Like, you guys act like I'm all.
I wish this was a video podcast now, dude.
She didn't weigh 200, like I said.
This is what we're talking
She had to weigh 180. She had to have laid that, all right? I remember her telling
me. Which is like 20 pounds is debatable. A lot less, but
still.
That's still pretty big.
That's why she was crying when she told me, okay? She might have been lying, but she told me.
You made her cry.
No, she was crying because she was like,
tell me how much you weigh. No, I can't. Well, I have a scale right here. You sound it now. Like, God.
More. Only 180. We got to plump you up. Yeah. No. Eat a whole pizza right now.
She's like, she was all ashamed to tell me her body weight. And I was like, well, what is it? And she's like, I don't want to tell you. I'm like, just tell me. And she told me, and she started crying a little bit. I was like,
you want to tell you?
That probably was her.
Wait.
There's a scale in that corner.
Did she tell you in kilograms?
I don't know.
He doesn't know what a gram
know.
Is, so.
Well, I'm just saying, because that throws the scale
that's
off.
That's true. She could have told you in stones, dude. She could have told you in stones.
Dang, dude. 180 stones would be, that'd be substantial.
That's like straight up Jabba the Hutt status for sure, dude.
But, I mean, the walk was long, but I didn't piggyback the whole walk, I don't think. The walk was really freaking long.
Story's changing.
Yeah,
it was easy, more than a mile
I'm
walk.
Confused now.
So I don't think I did the whole.
Where were you staying at? I'm so confused.
We were staying at, I can't remember.
It sounds like you went to Disneyland and you stayed in Orange County.
You might have, dude.
He actually stayed at your guys' house.
I carried her all the way up the grapevine.
We didn't get no, like, right next to the park ride. I can tell you that crap, dude. It was a pretty fucking far walk for me. After a whole day at Disneyland, dude, that was tough. That was a tough walk, man. But I pushed through it, man, and got nothing at the end of it. So
yeah, she was so exhausted from the walk back, she ate a whole pizza.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But now Bobby
still wouldn't let you suck on her tits, suck on her tits, man.
What a bitch.
Man, but
I'm a changed man.
That's for sure, dude. You're definitely more in shape today.
That's what I mean. Like, those numbers just do not add up, dude.
Yeah, you're way more in shape now, for sure. Your tennis game.
Turns out,
your first days.
Turns out he carried her from, like, Tom's front door to, like, the couch. Is it?
Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying, dude. He carried her from the door and then threw her on the bed. She hit her head on the headboard and then passed out.
Tossed her a pizza.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, a dead body. Here's a pizza.
Dude, this is the right thing to do. If you're worse then than you are now, that's, like, unbelievable. Because we played ping pong for, like, 15 minutes. Bro, your boy got to eat, man.
It's sweaty up in here.
It's fucking hot in that room, dude.
It's, like, 70 degrees in here. Why is it so
hot? It's hotter than a bear's pussy up in this time.
No, seriously. It was just the four of us. And, like, you know, we've all played the same amount. Bobby was like drenched in sweat.
Dude, I get so hot.
But he's like, I'm gonna take a shower in the morning probably though. Yeah.
And the three of us were just like, it's like air conditioning and stuff in there.
Bobby's like, oh man, your boy dying.
Dude, and that was before he even started.
Like, because I'm wearing jeans.
We're both wearing pants. I was wearing shorts.
Yeah, like I had done like a good 10 pull-ups prior to playing. Yeah,
so did I. Nine.
debatable.
But
yeah, and then like after his turn, he literally laid on the floor.
And
like,
the concrete was cold.
He just laid on the floor.
I mean, he's like a dog. He's like on the floor.
Stupid. Wait, is that a dog or your car?
That's straight up like that's straight like Coco status, dude.
Man, I get hot so easily. Just watching Tom eat that ice cream.
Yeah. Unbelievable, he's dude.
In and out of the
room. It's so funny. It's like Stephanie on Ring Pop, man. She's all into it.
I mean, these are bomb, all right?
I'm pretty sure all our listeners will be able to hear it, too.
Just because we didn't have the mics on when your fat asses all ate one, all right? And you guys were like all...
That's why we said we were going to eat these before we started.
That's why we're all in accord.
I did that, too, all right?
We're going to knock some more out afterwards.
That's on the second one. That's right.
But
yeah, you did eat it. You ate one before the rest of us even got to it.
That's one thing I hate about me, though, dude. I get hot easily. It sucks because, like, even the house, you know, it's like cold up there. It's freezing. Dude. I gotta have my fan on.
Your room's always been freezing balls. You're like, can we get this fan on or what?
Dude, seriously, like, I hate it. I hate that. I know it's weird. I know I'm like, it takes a lot for me to be cold.
Fat.
Yeah,
dude.
I mean, it's not just that because you were fat
all
too.
I know is that I don't know how you made it that day that my air conditioner was down and we're sitting.
Oh, that was hard, dude. That was I pushed through it though, man.
Tom, get on my roof. Look at your boy's air conditioner.
Dude, no, I'm not getting on your roof.
Oh, like that? Okay.
Dude,
I can tell you what's wrong with it from here.
How are you gonna cut it as a UPS driver, though? There's no air conditioning in those trucks, dude. It's just nothing but a hot box.
You see this UPS man coming pouring in. Sir, why do you have your girlfriend on your back? Oh, don't worry about it.
I'm training. I don't mind at work because I'm working. I'm going to get sweaty. When I'm at home, I'm trying to relax.
But
I don't want to
be sweaty. Go into people, or like not go into their houses, but like go up to people's front doors and they answer the door and you're just like... soaked, look like you ran through their sprinklers and stuff.
I mean, I get sweat at work. I mean, I'm drenched in work most of the time.
You're drenched in work?
I'm drenched in sweat at work. But like, if I'm at home in bed, I don't want to be sweaty, you know? That's why I'm always so... That's why I have all the fans on and shit when I'm at home, man. And
can you like, petition the union to, like, allow, like, cut off sleeves?
that would be pretty sweet. UPS tanky, dude. Heck yeah.
That's what's up.
That'd be sweet. But yeah, man, I get hot, man. I wish I wasn't. Dude, I really wish I wasn't like that. Because
again, like off topic, you look pretty good in that tank top tonight too.
Yeah, Dan, like you taking really a shirt off. Dude. Off.
Like, what tank top?
The one you wore.
Sorry.
The muscle
shirt.
Yeah,
the muscle shirt you were wearing.
Oh.
Yeah, the tanky.
I've been working out, man. I'm not gonna lie. I've been working out.
Yeah. Look, what's that? You pulled it off.
Huh? What's that?
I don't know. I can't say that I've seen anybody. I can't say I've seen anybody else pull that shirt off.
I'm.
Whoa.
No, I mean, I don't mean take it off. I mean, like, actually, like, it looked good on them.
Yeah.
Especially in the captain hat, dude. It was impressive. Was pretty sweet.
You kind of look like the Hyundaisis in that tank top, dude.
I don't know. All I know is I know Dan's had to make us feel a little self-conscious tonight, dude, after playing ping pong.
Why?
Oh, yeah. And these rules that you come up with, you're like, okay, we all have to lift our shirts up when we lose.
Who am I helping the gay theory?
Thanks.
Who hasn't?
If you're gay, dude, you have horrible taste.
But what was the name of the game?
Sting Pong.
Sting Pong. So basically,
look it
rally,
up on Google right now.
Pretty much sure. First to whoever
pong.
Gets.
I seriously thought that's what he said at first. I was like, we're going to play Stink Pong? Like,
yeah.
Basically, it's like you get 3 points.
Who's
ping
got
pong,
chocolate covered?
And the loser has to take the shirt off and you get to hit a ping pong bottom. Basically, when I took my shirt off, I you know, it was just sweat and I was hot. When Dan took his shirt off, it was like a slow mo. He had a fan on him, some like baby oil on him.
Bobby tried to take his shirt off, I was all.
Yeah, Dan's over there like this with his with all his opened up button shirt. It's like he's like playing some techno music in the background. And he's squinting. He's all shiny from the baby oil, dude. His six packs there, dude.
I don't even know where that breeze came from. Either.
Yeah,
you know, like,
what
man,
the heck, dude?
There's a draft in here all of a sudden.
Yeah, it was bad, dude.
And that was the thing. Like the rest of us, we're just wearing t-shirts, and so we're just like, okay, let me lift up my fat gut. Like, yeah, exactly. Put this thing on. And this one's just unbuttoning his shirt slowly.
He's all tan.
Yeah. Okay. I'll
be back. Okay. Oh, did I lose? Let me unbutton.
My thing is though, like you're supposed to act like we're in a crowded room with a bunch of like ladies up in the replacement.
Doesn't matter, dude. I'm still looking at myself.
It was you three.
Like me. I'm like, man, I don't want to look at myself.
I know. I'm embarrassed enough just to lift my shirt up in front of you guys, dude. That was enough for me.
Step.
This is humiliating. I'm never playing Sting Pong ever again.
Step your game up.
Yeah, for real, though. I was like, man, where's the baby oil? That's why I know you'd be like rubbing it on your six pack, dude. Just like, okay, here we go. Get some studio lights and stuff. Did not make me feel good.
I was tempted to go get one of those condoms from the commercial.
One of those magnums.
Well, that was ridiculous, man. I'm just like, where's my fan? I'm hot and sweaty. I want a fan on me.
Just blowing on me.
Yeah. Somehow,
like, Dan, can you keep taking your shirt off? I like the breeze.
I don't know where you just have like Fabio hair too, just growing. Like, boning, dude.
That's weird. Dude. None of us saw that.
You, oh, well, that's what you, I saw. Shirt
your
off.
Fantasy.
I just gotta throw out. Oh, I gotta throw out a big holler at my dad. Genetics, you know, the guy's in shape. Guy's in shape, man.
That is true.
And the fact that you just eat vegetables.
Like, yeah, no, like, but dude, you look rabbit, at my dad, dude. You look at my dad. That dude, like, he's 63. Dude's like in
that's
great
not
shape.
Like 63.
Dude, that
I still don't think I've ever met your dad.
Oh, dude,
your dad's 63. Are you kidding me?
Like, yeah, he's 63.
He looks like 40. That's crazy.
My dad's in. My mom is in. My mom is in great shape also. So I am really looking.
I've heard. Yeah, Tom.
True.
Tom. Tom,
what,
I'm still Tom has told
I
me that.
I think he's like 40 something, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah, my dad's 63, dude. Wow, that, like I'm like, man, dude, and he doesn't like. He works out 3 times a week, and I'm like, man, if I just can kind of keep it up for like you know more 20 more years, you feel me, like,
dude, that's crazy.
I have great genetics. I'm not lying. I have great genetics for my mom and dad. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I wish
some
I
guys was. Get all of them. My genetics suck.
Man, so we're gonna play a little game of One Truth Each. Should we play that right now?
Wait.
Okay, well,
hold on. I'm pulling up Hector's Facebook right now, dude.
Oh dang!
Oh dang! That's what's up.
Should we give Hector a little shout out?
Did you guys get any tweets?
Let me check.
Based on Bobby's horrible hashtags, I'm sure not.
No one's gonna be up. See, that's the thing about bro night, dude. It's like too late at night. Who's gonna be up at night like this? You know,
people. It's Saturday night.
Yeah, our listeners are in their 30s. You know,
I don't have any notifications. So.
Dude, that's my personal favorite. He's sitting at the dining table, just chilling. Like, don't fuck with
so.
Okay, so anyway.
This isn't a video pod.
Okay.
I mean, read something from Hector. But what's something Hector would say on a night like this?
He doesn't really have a post. Oh no, he did post a picture of his old license, and he had like nice little curly hair.
Oh, he had the flow.
Oh my gosh, dude! You guys look like freaking clowns. I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Why?
There's another podcast right now. They got their game together. Their podcast, Perfect Gentleman. And it just says, gentlemen. Why don't you relax and listen to our podcast, and then a little link to it. This fool.
Hey, no, did you see the post? I posted on Twitter. I didn't cuss once.
I know, but
that's a huge feat
this podcast is called Perfect Gentlemen. Their logo, a suit, dude.
It sounds boring as hell.
I think I might transfer over.
No, that sounds boring, dude. That sounds
you,
like
if you look
talking
at their
about caviar
logo,
and
dude,
stuff.
This just looks like something Dan should be on, dude. I'm pretty sure this.
Is there a fan blowing?
Look at their logo,
That's what's up.
Hey, yeah. Perfect gentlemen. Fuck you guys. All right, get on the real podcast, bro. Night, son.
Do you know what a podcast is, Perfect
Gentlemen? Okay, this was my tweet.
I can guarantee you, Perfect Gentlemen don't go to Ralph's and advertise there.
Tell you right now, this is the tweet I posted. All right.
Oh, I was looking at the fat dude wearing it.
All right, this is what I put. Hey, people. We're recording episode 19, right? Or we're recording episode 19.
Hey, who talks like that?
Send us some questions or something.
With an exclamation mark.
Clearly very professional.
Send us some.
Okay, well, again, let me read you that.
You know what, motherfuckers? Why don't you get on the Twitter and you post some
on
shit?
On the Twitter? I am on the Twitter now.
Every time I try to do something to promote this podcast, I just get made fun of. I mean, I'm trying my best.
You just got to take cues from other people. Why don't you sit back and relax and listen to our podcast?
Yeah, do your research.
Like, I don't know. Do you just sound like a clown?
Yeah, do your research.
What's the theme of the podcast?
Let's read some of the latest Instagram posts from Bro Night Pod.
it just sounds weird. Send us some questions or something.
I mean, how about you gentlemen listening out on the podcast right now?
What is this hashtag?
Eating caviar.
What is this? At just the bros?
Hashtag just the bros? Did I put at?
No, you put at just the bros.
Well, okay, I'm new to the Twitter,
God,
this is littered
with mistakes, dude. This is just like your Instagram account, dude.
This one.
Okay,
right,
you know what? I'm just going to quit the social media thing. I'm going to be like Tom and delete all my social media apps.
I still am waiting.
Improve logo, pussies. Hashtag podcast, comedy, friends, iTunes, brokies, mics, bros only, bro night. It's bro night. Subscribe.
Bros only? Download, dude, you're just segregating
funny,
your
the
market.
Just bros, logo, Twitter.
Those sound legit.
But then here, and then this is the other post of me. At Squeezy Face with his shitty little candle he uses to get the bitches wet and soggy.
Yeah,
that's the theme of the podcast. It's like the vibe. It's dirty. It's bro night. It's manly. It's not.
No, the theme was about romance, not getting bitches wet and soggy. Yeah. And it was just my ex-girlfriend, not some bitch.
She is some bitch, dude. Now she's just some bitch. Am I not right, dude? Man. Come on, man.
Just one of Tom's many now.
Yeah, he's just marking off the list, dude. You got her and the chick from Salvation Army. That's what you
got. No, don't forget Joe at Ralph's, dude.
Yeah, Joe at Ralph's, dude.
She's hot.
I'll take Joe at Ralph's any damn day over Salvation Army. Mutant foot, all right?
I don't know, dude. That's like a combo. You get to sit down wherever she's at because she's part of the couch now, dude. That's pretty true. You can always just sit down. It's pretty cool.
Dude, why didn't we take the mics down there and just live pod from there, dude?
She just sits there when the store's closed. I don't like me.
I can seriously see that. We'll be back in the morning, couch.
Okay. She's like, all right.
No, this one, this is a post that I did, on Instagram. Posted a picture of a pumpkin, and it just says, Portrait of Squeezio Face, Podcast Pumpkin.
Yeah, legit.
I like that.
That's nice. I like that. You sound like you could be funny. Man, you guys should both transfer to Perfect Gentlemen.
Damn. I posted that.
You know? I'll put my application in tomorrow.
I liked it.
Yeah, Bud says he thinks you posted it.
Oh,
no, I posted that.
I thought you said
it.
No, Bobby,
I'm the only one who's trying to promote it. And I get bitched out for it.
But okay, whatever. I'm kind of obsessed with this idea about this lady morphing into the couch. Because I had this theory that's the same thing that happened with Grandmother Willow from Pocahontas. Like, there's just a lady who just sat on a tree. You never saw Pocahontas?
No.
Are you serious?
Somehow related, though.
I love it. Someone watched that crap.
Did you ever see Pocahontas, Thomas? Tom. Are you serious?
I've seen pieces, but no.
I saw the.
We don't like Indians.
even Native American.
That Pocahontas had some peel, man.
They were kind of Indian, but
the trailer tells you not to watch it. Pretty much, I mean, because it's garbage, dude. All you gotta see is that trailer. Why would you want to watch that?
That's the same thing.
And
about
here's
Ninja
another.
Turtles,
like, here's another perfect example.
That's all you're telling me.
Bro Night episode 13 is up. Pussies, and you miss. Incorrectly spell pussies.
Whatever.
P-U-S-S-Y-S.
Whatever.
No.
Okay.
You know what?
Then it says, download that shit for your boys. I mean.
You know what that sounds like? It sounds like that guy that little kid in Drop of the Doom. It sounds like he's doing the podcast.
Yeah. Hey.
We got to up the level.
You know what, motherfuckers? You fucking do it then. Because I'm trying my best here.
This one's nice. You know, picture of Dan. Little Dan. And it says, Nurse Dan back in the day. There you go.
Yeah.
That's
simple.
What's up.
That's good.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I like that.
What do you think, Misty? Okay, so forever my post, check out episode 19.
Well, you
Nurse
don't have
Shack
to
podcast.
Be, you just sound like straight square, dude.
Relax
like,
it and watch it. Like, relax. No, that's fucking gay.
With the same passion that you have for Ring Pops, dude, you should put the same passion up into this, you know?
I'm trying.
You don't want to devote all your hours of your day like trying to search for something in the places they don't carry them.
I'm saying at least I'm trying. You guys are bitching about it and complaining about it, but you don't put any effort. You're like, hey, let me try posting on the Instagram because you can't do it right. Let me try and see if it works. You guys don't try.
Excuse me, patient that's about to die right now. Hold on.
I'm not you, Dan. You don't even have
I got to send out some tweets. We got a podcast.
Thomas and Cody.
Excuse me, Professor. I got to work on this project, too. But I'm going to tweet.
And the problem is,
that project.
Well, the other thing, too, is that, like, when are you guys supposed to – you're supposed to tweet, like, hey, check out the new upload. It should be coming in, like, 3 or 4 months when Bobby's done editing.
Do it. She said, so, like, when should I find out about that chicken nugget thing? Like, 6 weeks from now? I was like, if we do it this weekend – then yes, it'll definitely be at least 6 weeks.
What is that?
Someone opened that door.
Oh,
the alarm's going
off. But, I mean, if you guys are so worried about it, then fucking post something on you.
Because we'd much rather just give you shit for it. I mean,
yeah,
that's
the best part about it, you know?
You don't have anything to talk
about. I guess I'll just have to start owning it and just like, oh, yeah, that's what I posted, whatever.
Yeah, but well, you pretty much can't do that.
It's my Facebook. I can post whatever the hell I want.
That's my Facebook. It's not the Bro Night Instagram. Yeah. That's the thing.
I have the password to the Bro Night Bar. I can do whatever I want.
No, I've gave you guys the password before, but you guys don't.
Just grateful for Stephanie because now we can actually have a conversation with you in the room. You feel me?
The what?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's true.
That was horrible, dude.
What?
The last time we had a conversation between me and Tom, and Cody was kind of chirping in here and there. I heard it. What did this fool put on Twitter?
It sucks when all your friends are talking about sex stories and you're just sitting here like, oh, I'm a virgin or something
like
that.
I mean, it's like, this is fucking lame because I can't chip in, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just making me depressed. I'm like, oh, this sucks.
That's what I'm saying. But if I'm in a room with there's three dudes, you know, with experience on something that I want to learn.
Take notes.
Yeah, I was going to say, shouldn't you just be probing them with questions?
Well, that's what I do now. But now, back then, I was like, man, this is embarrassing.
How do you eat vagina?
How do you know if it's right side up?
Oh yeah, that was my favorite.
Face up.
Yeah, but you know, told him how to find the soft cheese grater, and then that's all you need to know. All right,
what's up?
Yeah. Well, I still haven't done it yet, so up? I don't know. What that is. Still trying to get the search.
But which way is the top of the cheese grater? Yeah, which way am I grating this cheese?
Yeah, yeah, dude, you definitely.
Is this Parmesan cheese or Swiss cheese?
Pepper jack
cheese? Are we talking
blue here? Cheese?
Blue cheese.
But what if you buy your cheese already grated? You know, like in that bag?
What if it's string cheese?
I don't know, dude. That sucked, though, man. And I was just like...
Yeah, it did, because then you put us all on blast.
Yeah.
Because obviously everyone knows you only have a couple friends, and they know exactly who they are. So it's like...
The thing is, Brittany's not my friend on Facebook. I don't care if Michaela sees that crap, because she gets around with Cody a lot, so that she
gets
hear that crap.
Cody.
You know? She puts out for Cody.
At least you're doing that with Cody. Oh, like, gets around a lot.
She gets around
with Cody.
With one person.
I'm saying her and Cody, around. They're dirty, so like, well, she don't fucking care.
They're
know?
Dirty?
That's what I'm assuming. I don't know.
You're making this much better.
Yeah,
but why can't you just be depressed to yourself? You know?
Yeah, I guess it's true.
Like the rest of us, dude. Like the rest of us.
Like the rest of us,
you know?
Yeah, I guess it's true, but, you know, lesson learned.
Yeah.
Now.
Tom's good at unicycling and math, dude. You don't see him over here griping about it. Yeah. Posting it on Instagram or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Facebooking. All my friends are talking about all their talents, and I don't have any.
Yeah, and I can post that all the time. You know, for sure. My only talent is having bad days, apparently. You know, so.
You are pretty good at that, though.
Yeah, that's true. You are pretty good at that, dude.
You know what you're really good at? You know what I'm really, like, you're good at putting broken like ceramics back on shelves though. Like, I saw it, dude, you did that with no like you didn't fumble at all, dude.
And
like,
take it to the ass.
And I can lie, dude, the cashiers had their eye on you the entire time. Like, this boy's got talent. Sign him up,
the
Gerald.
Sign him up, Gerald.
The
lady's
like,
I know, I saw him. The couch is getting there like, get him. He's good.
Employee of the week.
I'm trying then to get really, him. And it was funny about this. I got like really, really grossed out after like I moved that stuff for her. And then I turned around, I saw her feet and I was like,
I just touched that stuff. She was all like as if she was holding it with her feet. For some reason. I was like, ew, I just touched that
dude,
stuff.
That would have been awesome. Can you put these slippers back, too? I don't think I want them after
What would you have done? Would you be like, heck no, dude.
I would have done the same thing you did at Magic Mountain, put a clothespin on his nose.
Or she has those little things that women use to put in between their toes when they paint their toenails. Oh, yeah. She has a set of those.
I would have been like, my buddy's a nurse. He'll come and take care of
you. He's going to come hook you up right now.
Hell no, dude. I'd get my shorts on, dude. I'd have been wearing Bud's captain. His captain had acting like a different person.
Weren't you the one that had to scrub that lady's feet?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
You are the perfect man for this job.
Out of the four of us, you were definitely the best one.
You could have helped that woman out today.
You
could have detached her from her.
I want you to look. I was like, dude, you gotta look at
this. But see, there's a difference between.
You don't need to go to Africa to see some crazy shit, dude. You go to the Salvation Army in Northridge right here. You got it going on. Only on 50% deal day, though. That's where the real freaks come out.
Oh, man. That was a fun.
Sadly, we had, it's really sad because we are old because, or at least I'm, old at heart and Bud's old, but
special guest Bud!
Hey, welcome to the podcast, pussy. This is fucking motherfucking bro night, all right, bro? All right, no, but, dude, I had more fun at Salvation Army and Goodwill than I did at Six Flags.
That shit was fun, though.
And we were only there for, an hour total time between Salvation Army and Goodwill, maybe 30, 40 minutes. Had more fun enjoying that. And I was like, I wish we knew more.
I'm not even exaggerating, dude. Seriously, the highlight to me of Six Flags was finding out the Deja Vu didn't exist anymore, because I was like, I did not want to ride that crap, dude.
Yeah, but it looked so really, we're going to ride it?
Well, it wasn't even so much riding the ride. It was more like, we're going to walk all the way back up that freaking hill, dude. Like, are you for real?
Piggyback service.
Bobby can't even carry me up it, dude. I was so stoked when we stopped and looked at that sign, because we were like, let's just keep on walking. I'm pretty sure it's this way. And I'm like, let's look at this sign. And I'm like, oh. I don't think it exists.
But just
all right, go to Cold Stone.
But I just got a Sharpie, but broken down.
Oh yeah, dude. And we forgot about that. What? Worst thing about Six Flags today, X was closed. We were like, why did we even show up?
For that,
dude.
And I don't understand. Yeah,
they need to blast that mess on the freeway when they're like the signs when someone's kidnapped and stuff. Dude, they need to get those signs by the way, Six Flags.
Oh, nobody
X2's
would go.
X2's not riding.
Yeah, no one will go.
Or at least
Viper is open.
Or at least can't they like? Oh, okay. Well, hey, we know X2's closed. It's only gonna be $5 today.
mark it down by $30.
Yeah, dude. They know people are there just for that ride. Like,
that's true.
That's
because we were
ride.
Like,
well, X2's not open. Can we get our money back?
Yeah, but we did scout out a couple of chicks for Tom over at Magic Mountain.
Dude.
Huh?
Oh,
that one, the booty was on point. Dan was like, hey, look at that. I was like, what? I turned around. I was like, I'm gonna.
You guys are checking out chicks. I was looking at buff dudes like, man, I wish I looked like that guy.
Live Googling buff dudes, buff men in person, dude.
I was like, man. I see that guy right there in the black? This girl's hot.
Yeah,
like, man, your boy want to look like him.
He was serious the whole time. Man, check out this guy. Look at this guy walking around. Man, I want to look like that.
Your boy does want to look like that, though, man.
And I'm like, all right. I don't really know what to say right now, dude.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
every other
too,
guy. And then I'm like pointing out fat dudes. Like, what about that guy? And he's like, man, he probably looks better than I do already.
It's true, though, man.
Hey, Dan, Brittany's kind of buff too, huh?
I don't know, man. We're already hitting an hour and 20 minutes. Should we?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The time like.
So the podcasting is like,
wow.
You go fast. It goes quick.
Oh, yeah. No wonder, how do you even make it home ever?
I don't know, dude. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, why do we have to wait until 12 to do this? Why can't we do this at a respectable hour? So, you know, it's nighttime at 5 o'clock now in the winter.
12 o'clock, dude. It seems like a respectable hour. What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude. I
seriously thought it was 12:30 right now.
No, dude.
this one's been 2 hours.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
See, this is the same thing every time. That's what I'm saying. Like, why can't we do it at 9? We're done by 11:30. You know, like, I can go.
Because stuff happens.
You know,
I'm
the 31-year-old, right?
Like, hey, man.
Yeah,
hey, man.
Dan's settling down. You know.
I am settling down.
Trying to move to Africa. You know. So.
Man. I don't know, but we're at 1:20. So
who cares, dude?
You think we should? to end the game.
We won't cut it off or something. Like,
no, dude.
We should stop.
No. This is a special guest. We might even go to 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Oh, dang.
Now that you know how to make the file size, like,
that was nice. That was nice. Yeah, that was nice. I like that. 56 megs as opposed to almost a gig. That was nice.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it usually is?
Yeah.
It's usually like 300. 200 and 300 megs. So it's,
are you serious?
Yeah. No, there's been 800 Why? Meg files for
really?
Sure.
Oh, really? Yeah. Because had something to do with what he was doing wrong.
The tech department / marketing department didn't know what was up, dude.
Yeah.
Guess what, motherfuckers? I figured it out, so shut up, all right?
Dude, it's seriously like
you're an engineering student. This fool's a nurse.
I fucking move boxes. Like, what do you want me to do
Bobby
here?
Bobby moves boxes for a living, and he's the tech/ marketing department. Like, for
he knows way more about computers than I do.
Yeah, that fool knows how to use Photoshop, dude. That like
I don't use Photoshop.
Outside of that, you know more about computers than this fool does.
That's not like, true.
He's he can't even type. He has to look at the keys.
I have to look at the keyboards.
I mean, I know more about computers. I don't know anything about graphics cards. And
oh, I take that back. Whatnot. He did change like the screen.
Jimmy Neutron. Hit your boy up on Robert W. Cocker on Instagram. I changed iPhone screens if you guys are interested. You might have a little crack at the bottom, but
and your button's going to be crooked.
It's not my fault, man. It's because I bought cheap ass shit.
I don't know anything about computers, really. That's why I asked you like for help when I bought my laptop, because I don't know anything about computers.
I don't know what I was thinking when I called you about your computer.
I
was like, hey, where'd you buy your computer at again? Yeah. I'm like, why of all the people, like, why I called you, I don't even know.
I just showed you the receipt for my computer. Yeah,
Seriously, send me. Here's what I bought. Like, I don't know anything about it.
I know it has 12 gigs of RAM, and it's
silver. He's like, I bought 12 gigs of RAM because I knew I would need it, but I don't know.
I don't need it either.
I don't really know what's
going
on here.
But no, seriously, all I know about computers is I know how to type Microsoft Word, a report project I need to do, and then
checklist.
I know how to use like Excel, like kind of. That's it. I mean, and I know how to get on, you know, Google, and then that's all I need. I mean,
well, we know Bobby knows.
I don't even know how to get on Google, dude. I'm over on the Bing swag, dude. I can't. Who uses Bing? Does anybody seriously use Bing?
Use Bing. I use Bing. I'm not gonna lie, I use Bing. It's very.
Are you serious?
Good. Heck yeah. The image is on point every time.
Dan, go home.
My buff man. You know what, it shows the best buff man.
I'm willing to try it out because Google Images new format is wild.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So
even on the computer it sucks. Yeah.
I'm about to go back to Alta Vista Image Search, dude. That's where it's at.
Yahoo.
I'm still asking Yahoo Jeeves about everything, dude. I'm like,
Jeeves.
Yeah. Go back to Yahoo.
Well, I don't know, man. Like, I was laughing when Sean bought his laptop because he's all, this laptop's going to be so freaking sick, dude. It's going to smash your laptop. I'm like, well, my laptop's like a couple years old. He's like, it's going to freaking destroy your laptop. Your laptop's a piece of crap. Blah, 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 blah. He's like, it's going to run all these games new and stuff. My freaking laptop destroys his freaking, yes, it was twice his price. But you're telling me the other day, I think I got a virus on my computer, blah, blah. And it freaking ran my games all smooth and stuff. You're
the
like,
other day,
oh,
2 months ago, and it didn't have a virus.
Okay,
so
whatever.
Hey, burn that DVD for me.
okay.
Oh, it doesn't burn DVDs. Right, it comes up with an error when I try to burn a DVD.
Does your thing even have a disk drive?
No.
There you go.
I didn't want one. Well, I did.
Yeah, what do you want one of those for?
To he not be able to burn this.
Well, I know. If I was going to spend, how much did you have to $2,500?
Yeah, something like
where
that.
Where did you get?
I was going to spend $2,500 on a computer. It'd be a lot nicer than the one.
Tell
I
you right
have.
Now. Dude, tell you right now.
I can tell you where you get $2,500, dude. He goes and pumps gas with a gas card and sells it for like half price at the gas station.
Not a bad plan.
He's actually not yet.
Actually, no. What it was is back in elementary school, when Cody
was a baller.
I was a baller.
No, when Cody was selling DBZ pictures, like, hey, man, let me get some money for a while for future reference. He's like, all right. And he gave me a couple money. But
That to me is like the biggest scandal maybe of all time.
I obviously never talked to Bud very much.
That blew me away that like someone else had obviously been doing that. The fact that that meme that someone had. I'm like, wow, there's more than one person doing this.
Cody started that, dude. He made it trending, dude.
Wow, dude, that like blew my mind. I'm like, that fool had like he had a franchise going. He didn't even know it.
Oh, for sure.
Someone could have bought in on
see Wizzy Prince.
But now he's just investing in those Mazdas. You know,
apparently. I don't know. He's the only one I know that bought a freaking piece of crap truck and sold that mess for like $5,000.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt him. I wouldn't doubt him anymore, dude. Like,
every day he hustles.
He's He really,
but then he also just throws money away for some reason because he bought all those pants for like $100 a pair and then sold you seven pairs for $100, dude.
Yeah, you're not getting that cheap.
He sends pictures of like some shoes that he has that he wants to sell, but he sends me a picture of like, you know, from the like the shoes website. So like that brand name, I'm like, that's not what those shoes look like.
That's heck no, dude. That's that scam right there.
Yeah. Anybody want to buy these shoes? And I was like, I know those shoes don't look like that because that's like website quality.
Exactly, dude. Right. You know that pair of Vans I bought from him?
Yeah.
I bought them from him pretty cheap. It was like $30 or like that. And he's all, "Oh, dude, these Vans, fresh, dude, fresh." I was like, "All right." And then I went to his house to get him, dude. And he pulls them out. There's like freaking dog and cat hair all clumped on and like dust. I was like, "These are not fresh, dude." He's all, "You just gotta dust them off a little bit." And he got like a lint roller. He was like, "Clean them off." He's like, "These are fresh, dude, fresh." I was like, "He's not freaking
heck." You need to have
half price.
Have Cody go to town on your dash, dude. Get that dash.
That fool is like a pro at cleaning cars because he has like five Armor All kits of cleaning for cleaning cars, dude. Like,
dude, that's what's up, dude.
Dude, that fool will just get like some leopard duct tape and just redo your whole dash, dude.
Dude, that's
some diamond plate, dude.
Perfect career choice for Cody. He's scooping dog poop. So.
Especially when there's machines that already do that. Yeah. Like that job's already been replaced.
Yeah, but dude, you get customers like Billy coming in there and he tip like $20 just to clean your truck properly.
Last time I went through Cruise, dude, I was very, very disappointed.
I clean cars for a living. That's all I do.
I was very disappointed last time I went through Cruise, dude. I was like, they didn't even get my back window. The bed of my truck's not like wet or anything at all. Like,
they know the competition. There's no more competition.
There's one more nice thing about having the Hyundai, dude. You don't have to worry about going paying for a car wash, dude.
When's the last time you got a car wash for that thing?
Never.
It's been a long time.
What's he gonna wash?
There's no point in
all it does is make all the exposed metal gets rusted faster, dude.
He needs to sand it, dude, for real, and make that shit a chalkboard.
I don't agree with Cody and Bobby on a lot of things. Plastic dipping your car is not a bad idea, dude. Like, you can't go wrong.
How can you
go wrong with that?
You peel it off. It'd be expensive though.
How expensive would it be?
Probably have to buy like 20 cans, probably.
Yeah.
Well, you don't buy it by the can. You buy the gallon, dude.
And you have to get a freaking sprayer for your car.
We have one at the house.
That's true.
But then I have to do that.
It'd actually be a pretty decent car, dude.
Those dudes at Home Depot, dude, just hire them up.
There you go.
Invest. What did you say? A new air compressor is like $600.
I know a waiter that's looking to make some extra money.
Air
on the
compressor?
Side,
I mean, not air compressor. I'm not buying an air compressor for my car.
What, you know what I'm talking about? Fucking AC.
A compressor.
Yeah. $600. I mean,
yeah, I'm not dropping $600. That's like literally more than
the cars
my cars were. My car, last time I checked, and I'm sure it's gone down dramatically in value since last time I checked.
And this way, did you enter all the stuff that's wrong with it, though?
Because
you can't really get that detail.
Did you check out the skull and crossbones?
I basically put the poorest quality I could put on it, and it was valued at like $1,100 or something like that.
Oh,
so I'm not buying a $600 compressor.
So you know for sure you cut that in half because the poorest quality is substandard from that. Dude.
Yeah, so I'm not dropping $600 on a compressor for a car that's probably not worth $600, to be honest.
That's why you fix it up a little bit. Put a little money. There's really not much that's all wrong. It's a paint job and a freaking
Wait, no, we just went through a whole list today, dude. Like,
well, the paint job, if you fix the paint job, it'd probably look a lot better, obviously.
Dude, I just say sell it as is and give that list that you gave us earlier today and you might get some money for it, dude. For
sure. Yeah, dude. No, I'm telling you, dude. Put it up for sale, but have Cody sell it for you, dude.
Yeah,
you can easily get. He'll definitely get like $4,000.
He's willing
to
go take an ass raping in the woods. I'm down.
Dude, just cut him some commission. Give him $100.
I'll give you like $30. You go take an ass raping to sell it for me, dude.
I'm used to shit going up my ass anyway, so fuck it. That's what he told me.
Might as well throw a dick in there. You know?
What's the big deal? You might as well now, dude, after that tennis ball incident. Like, you're prime for a butt raping, dude.
Yeah,
you're ready. You could make so
much money.
You're
ready for a handicap sticker. Is that what you need, dude? The money would go up on that thing.
That's true.
Oh, for sure, dude. Yeah. Or just paint a handicap sign on the Hyundai.
I'm not handicapped. My car is.
if you could get
in a wheelchair. You know, like
I just think the Bud does have a good idea with the waves of the ocean. Paint that shit blue.
It does look kind of weird. Kind
of
does.
Yeah. Get a surfboard, glue that shit to the top of your car. Tight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just permanently. Just
get
just
one that has a shark
screw
bite.
It through the roof. No,
that's true. You should know that, like, a good point. That's a good point. You should put, like, a surfboard or a mountain bike on top of your car to make it seem like you drew rugged things.
It'd be a lot
to make your car that way.
This is why it's so beat up. I'm always out and about.
Yeah.
Like, all the moisture from the ocean, you know, is eating up the paint, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But,
but then the thing is that, like, there's just a reason now for someone to rob that thing. Like, someone's going to come and steal that bike or steal the surfboard off of it.
Then you probably get some money off insurance.
If someone comes and steals my car, that'd be awesome because I'll get some insurance money out of it, you know?
Yeah.
And they're probably going to
cut you a check for, like, they're like, here's a DVD.
No, dude.
I don't know. They're like, here's the last collection of DVDs left over at Blockbuster when they close. Dude, like, that's all they got.
Here's the hepatitis vaccine. You probably need it.
Here's a vial of Dan's blood from Africa. I wouldn't take it.
You know what's funny about his worst day?
It's worthless.
I don't. We're still making fun of his car.
How do we get back on this again, dude?
I don't know. It's almost seamless every time we talk about it. I can't seriously talk about anything.
Even more concerned because there's a perfectly, like, usable vacuum right there, dude. You could at least vacuum that crap out.
I know, dude.
Well, that's, you know,
you don't want to mess up the vacuum. I get it.
It's gonna get that skin disease.
I don't see the point in vacuuming out the car, like, at this point, because, like,
it's winter. It's perfect time. You're not gonna have windows on all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you don't, dude, that dash is gonna turn to mud. You don't want muddy dash.
Swamp, dude. You're gonna like dust trees growing out of it.
Mud is a whole other situation.
Cool. But
I didn't know that was a dash. I thought it was an old rock that you're.
Should have rocket power ramp, dude. But that's what it looks like. The wood, dude. Like,
okay, the only reason why guys, you know, Dave Chappelle talks about this in his stand-up. Like, guys get nice cars because women like nice cars.
You gotta talk in your mic.
Yeah. My mouth is right in front of my mic.
I was gonna say, where do you want him to talk?
Okay,
exactly?
Into the mic. I mean,
you're doing
shut
this.
The hell up.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll hear it. Okay, it'll sound fine, but men get nice cars because women like nice cars. So there's no point in me vacuuming out the inside of that car because I had to get someone to get over the fact that it looks like crap from the outside to be able to get it into the inside.
Yeah, but once you get them in there, then they might
stay. They're trapped and they ain't going nowhere.
No, but then, well, yeah, because the handles don't work.
You got those automatic locks.
Automatic locks, just hit that button, boop, and they're stuck, man.
Well, and yeah, and just like you said, dude, try to get out. You just shock
my driver's side door doesn't even lock from the inside. So if someone, like, if I'm trying to get away and lock my door, I'm going to get killed.
In the car, can't you just drive off?
Well, if I got to get a start.
you'd stall it trying to take off.
Exactly. All that panic, dude, I'd be panicking. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the clutch.
Yeah, so, like, there's no point in me.
It's like... It was like, isn't there a scene in Roger Rabbit where that car's, like, exhausted from, like, driving and it just, like, breaks down?
See, I'm just going to get rid of the car and just start riding horseback everywhere, dude. Now, that's a good option.
Jenny eco-friendly.
Doesn't get piggyback rides.
Great mile per gallon. You did miles per gallon. Let me tell you that.
Okay, but my car does what it does. Serves its main function. Goes from A to B just fine. And then it even goes from B back to A, dude, you know?
Sometimes.
No.
Yeah, I can get to A to B, but it takes a really long time. Like, especially if it's uphill, it's kind of a struggle. But my truck. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
The red rocket, dude.
Red rocket of, yeah.
Hyundai's. She zoom, zoom, zoom.
Dang,
dude,
we should
like
have
a commercial.
Hey, yeah. let's set up a that's drag race mean. Between the Hyundai and the truck, dude.
Oh, I'll dust this one.
He can't even take off properly, dude. Like, you mean like someone else drive it, or are you going to have Bobby drive it?
Oh, I'll drive that.
Oh, okay.
It's fucked up.
All right.
Fucked up. Not a bad driver, kind of. I'm all right.
I only knock guys right. off buses.
I'm all right. All right. I just know I don't drive on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is... Yeah,
twice.
True.
When twice. I was learning. Okay. No big deal. Learning the roads, the streets of Bakersfield, dude. Yeah.
Very complex, dude. Very complex.
It is, especially late at night.
There's like 4 one-way streets in Bakersfield, dude. Yeah. But you don't want to turn down the wrong one, though.
There was a Baskin Robbins, dude. I had to go. Yeah.
Bobby, no, can you start the car?
Yeah, I mean, no wrecks on record.
Or on record.
No, there's no wrecks, period.
except for, you know, unless you count.
Like I said, that's just, it's easy not to get in wrecks when every car around you is swerving away from you.
That's what I'm saying. One more pro to the Hyundai, dude.
Dude, your Hyundai is like an Indian person, dude.
That is true, dude, because it's like the one thing that you're like, you can't stand, dude. You're literally driving it around.
Yeah. It doesn't smell
that's
like
you. That's what you get for being such a, like, a cultureless bastard, dude. You are the thing that you hate, dude. That's what happens.
Dude, I'm very tolerant.
Indian people are driving by and they're like, ugh.
Most people would not put up with the culture that I put up with last spring, dude. That's just the truth.
Hey, Dan, is that black person? Is that your old cousin? No, dude, that's my uncle who's blood related to me. Oh. Like, what?
I didn't say, oh. Yeah. I was just asking.
Can I have my stuff back then?
Stupid. I was just curious.
Yeah, big deal. I don't think.
Dang, Tom's getting messages?
Yeah, right. Who was that?
I'm popular, man.
Big who time. Said that?
He just set a timer.
No.
An email. He's got Tiffany. Yeah,
he's got all these calendar events just to go off at random times. Like, oh, that was my phone. Is that me? Is that me? Let me get that. Like,
dude, my calf is freaking so tight on the left.
What is wrong with you guys? All right, so like, are we gonna play this game tonight or what? What's the deal? I mean, Bud's got some juicy secrets, super secret stories, you know?
All right, man. You guys started off.
Dan's going to go take a nap.
I feel like we
got
to, like,
wait till Cody?
No. I was just going to say, I feel like we need at least, like, give it our own name because we're just, like, totally ripping it off.
All right, well, as long as we give a shout out to, you know, tell him Steve, Dave, you know, we got this.
One true story, two lies. There we go.
Yeah, that's terrible. I don't know.
Dude, this is,
I mean, at least, like, I don't know. We got to at least give them, like, legit shout out. Like,
we'll
Bandcamp.com/TESD.
Yeah.
Down there, their Christmas pods are out right now.
No, fuck those guys. How about Bronite?
No. Yeah, they're the inspiration for Bronite, you know. And, you know, I just really look up to them, you know. It's not like that, you know, Adam Carolla shit, you know, where, you know, they just talk over their listeners, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how you're supposed to treat your audience.
Yeah.
We should know. We have two listeners and we invited him on the show.
We treat them with the utmost respect.
50% of our audience gets on the show, so.
I mean, if I got invited to my favorite podcast, you know, I'd be happy with that.
But the thing is, I know for a fact we're not Bud's favorite podcast.
That's true.
it's hard to get behind a podcast. It's like only post like every 3 months or something.
That's what I'm saying.
But you had to call our tech team who's currently not even sitting in his tech chair.
Yeah, this fool's up getting himself
you
something
guys
to
are
drink.
Like slaving me here, right?
Hey, turn your mic down. You're gonna be drinking that Mountain
Dew.
No, Tom,
somehow tell him y'all.
that will be crunching on his soda, dude.
Okay, so Dan, I don't know if you know what the premise of the game is. But,
I know, Steve, Dave,
they play this game called One True Three, where one person tells three stories. Two of them are made up. One of them's true, and we have to figure out which one's
the
true story.
So the person who has, do they have to come up with them on the
spot? He's pre-planned.
Oh, you already made it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay. Because I was
good.
Like, man, I don't
story about him. Hard. So hopefully it's not a story that we already know because.
No, well, I really don't know. Seriously, like, the things I know about Bud is from the second I asked him to buy me a junior bacon cheeseburger all the way on to this point. That's, like, all I know about Bud.
Yeah, I was going to say, these aren't going to be relatable to Dan at all. At all. But, yeah. You know, whatever.
Go to sleep, Dan.
All right.
So.
Let the games begin!
All right, bud. Yeah. Lay it down with the three most embarrassing stories that you do not want to tell.
Most vile, disgusting,
inhumane.
Okay. All right, let's see. So
wait. Everything's 50% off.
Oh, I was like, what? All right, so there's we do it like all three and then we'll sum them up.
Yeah, and then we'll ask short. Questions. We'll do the questions.
Okay.
Hey, wake.
No, are you serious?
Yeah, come on. Pussy.
Right, this is the moment we all been waiting for. Yeah. Right?
This is why we did this podcast.
The apartment.
Oh crap.
Got a special guest for the podcast.
Keep it down.
Keep it down a little bit lower than that. I hear you down the hall. If I tell you first, I don't have to write anything down. If somebody calls me.
All right.
So, okay.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, yeah. The man. Well, yeah. The man. Censored by the man.
Down,
I guess we'll just do this right before
time.
The games, dude.
Wow. Hey,
everything was good. I was going to take a nap, and then you yelled at me, man. What's up?
How do you hear someone down the hall, dude?
I don't know, dude.
We're
the
loud.
First night I moved here. Okay, I know we put a stall in the game.
Yeah,
again,
obviously.
The first night I moved here, I got since, like, literally, not even kidding, the first night. All right. It was just me, Nicole, Alicia, and her boyfriend, Junior, at the time. And we're sitting here, quiet. I didn't even have a TV in my room or anything. Sitting here, dead quiet the whole time. We decided, oh, we'll play Yahtzee. Buzz out Yahtzee, and we're just sitting here rolling dice, playing Yahtzee.
The cup.
No, this is at like 10 o'clock. 10, maybe 10:30.
Wait, it was weeknight? Weekend?
No, it was a weekend. It was on Saturday night, because I moved in during the weekend. And one of us rolled a Yahtzee, and we said, Yahtzee! And then we got a knock on our door, and they're like,
you guys need to keep it down.
I was like, are you serious? For one Yahtzee?
This is Dan. Buying a house. This is why we need a house, dude.
Yeah. Well, no, Neffel wasn't even talking about us. He was talking about you eating. You chopping up.
He's like, sir, seriously, no more ice cubes.
Neffel was streaming
Wait,
up.
Wait, are those sea salt and vinegar chips? Why don't you get one?
Neffel was streaming.
That's what you should hit him up, dude. Bobby's like, hey. You should listen to our podcast, yeah. Man.
I should have paid him off with a drumstick, dude. Like,
if you, hey, you get a drumstick, you just keep it shut, right?
Just
keep it on down.
Just keep walking. Keep walking. Here's a drumstick.
All right. So anyway.
Man, this is going to be kind of lame trying to be quiet.
I know. Dude.
Style. Vinyl. Well, the thing is, the dude makes his rounds. He's not standing here anymore.
So Dan, you should go to stand out there and wait for him. Like, he's like, watch guard.
Are they talking about me?
He's going to knock on the door. You'll be
on the pod? So what about that drumstick?
That'd be awesome. I'll go get the box.
Oh, no. Dan ate a wall.
I'll get you some. I know a guy.
Look in his fingers.
Dude, all right. Well, the drumstick thing falls through. I got cactus cooler on deck. I know that for sure.
Oh, dude, Dan
we'll freeze
not,
it.
Dan,
we'll freeze it for you. Make
Dan
a popsicle
not,
out of it.
Dan is not about to let you give away his cactus cooler.
Yeah, you can keep everything else, man. But
dude, I got a sailor hat for 50 cents today. Yeah,
no, you can't have my sailor hat. Dude.
I'm not giving up my sombrero. Fuck you guys.
All right, I should have took that broken gravy.
Especially
because
you overpaid for it, dude. I wouldn't give that mess up either.
It was a bargain, man.
You paid way too much for
that's
it.
That's a good deal. I get what you say.
Okay. So all right. Go for it.
Okay. All right. Quietly, though.
Yeah, quietly.
All right. All right. Number one.
Wait. No.
All right. So we'll just.
Just go down the list, right, and then we'll ask him a question. We'll probably end up interrupting the middle of them, but
okay.
Who knows?
All right. So I know Dan cannot relate to this at all, but number one, one time I accidentally sent inappropriate picture.
What's inappropriate about it?
You know, like
wiener.
Yeah.
Definitely wiener.
Okay.
To Chrissy's mom on accident.
Oh, I don't believe that crap, dude.
Oh man. You know, I gotta hear the other ones, but that's good. I mean, that's good.
I've never met Chrissy's mom, so I don't have any baseline for that. Because if she's like depressed now, I'd be like, okay, I believe that's part of
it. Okay, wait. Like, okay, there was a picture. Obviously, was there written text with it too?
No, yeah. Did you have Chrissy's name like contact in your contact list?
What do you mean?
If you had her name, because like I don't have my on my contacts, I don't have any names. I just have phone numbers, so that's a very plausible.
Oh
thing.
No, I have.
Why can't you do that?
I'm just too lazy to be honest with you. But
so you don't have like my?
No, I have your number memorized.
That is crazy.
Oh, that's romantic.
That's crazy.
No. I have the names, but it's like it has like your most recent text. You don't have an iPhone, but like on at least on iPhone, it's like. Has like your most recent ones.
Oh, okay.
And I thought that's I was it. Texting back to the.
I've done that, not with a wiener pig, but just regular text.
But,
okay,
you know,
so
but I know like Dan doesn't understand like why you would.
I don't do
text pictures.
Pigs.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Well,
text
what did the picture like? Where, did you have a boner, or was it just like dangling
yeah,
there?
No,
okay,
no.
Who sends a limp?
Yeah, no.
Right, no one sends a limp.
Soft.
Who sends a pic to their girlfriend's mom?
No girl wants.
Well, it wasn't intentional.
Obviously, no girl wants to see a flaccid penis.
Yeah,
they're already ugly enough, dude.
He's sending that like, hey, bitch, get this shit hard. That's what
yeah, I'm sure that's exactly how Bud talks to Chrissy.
Oh yeah,
no, Chrissy okay, all the time.
Add in one candle, then there you go.
Okay, but back to my original question: was it just the picture, or was it a picture with like some text?
No,
some text. Like, what did the text say?
Yeah,
no text.
What is
it
the
was,
context?
It was a reply pic. Like, I got a pic. I'm like, ooh,
Chris's mom sent you a pic. So
No. That's my point. That's what I thought I was texting back same text, but instead it was like I replied to a different text.
That
would
have been much worse if like Kelly sent you like a nude pic and then you replied with just a bummer. Yeah. No. Like what you're working with. Okay.
All right.
Story
number two.
Right. A good first story.
All right, number two. One time, Dad asked me if he could borrow some porn from me.
What?
All right.
What kind of porn?
VHS? VHS, obviously.
It was back,
back in the day.
How old are you?
This is back in the day. Yeah.
I had it in my kaleidoscope and
it's like black and white, fast forward.
At one point, I had an extensive porn collection at one point.
Yeah, I remember. That whole thing was awesome.
Yeah.
I snuck it every time.
So
underneath the bottom drawer of your dresser, it was just like a ridiculous holy grail of porn. Just like, what do I do with this?
Tom's like, where's the drumsticks, dude?
I remember Bobby had this porn magazine in his closet on the computer desk that like me and him bought together for $40 at Office Max. That's what's up.
Oh, I forgot about
that. He had a Fox magazine that he got from Pete Sigler. I don't know why Pete Sigler gave you this Fox magazine.
Man, I don't even remember this.
I remember because I looked at it
all the time.
How
old I am. I don't remember. I think I remember the magazine, but I don't remember Pete giving me something.
Oh, maybe he didn't, but I'm pretty sure he got it to you.
The story just
went
a
random.
This
is random.
That doesn't really matter. But anyway, you had this Fox magazine. I remember I thought it was like the most awesome magazine. But then there's this one part in the magazine where I was like, this is the sickest thing I've ever seen. Why did they include, I don't understand why they included this in the magazine. There's no reason for this to be included. There's a dude and a girl, and, you know, and this is like a, you know, Fox magazine. It's really like graphic.
It's pretty graphic.
Porn. Not like a play.
Very graphic.
It's like right up there with Hustler, you know, all the big ones, you know?
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, it's a guy and a girl, you know, you go through, it's the same people. So there's like a story, basically, you know? And you start out, you know. A little clothing.
You really did a lot of.
I dabbled through these magazines.
It was on page 35.
I don't remember.
Her name was Helena.
Okay, but anyway. So it's like, you know, doing the business, you know, start having some sex, whatever.
Dude, I know exactly where
you know where
I'm
going with this, right?
I do remember.
The dude throws on a strap on, right? He's got a boner and a strap on. And he's doing
it. Do you put the strap? Like, is there like a compartment for your penis to go in?
Apparently, in this case, there was.
Oh, was it? I don't remember.
Is there like a hole for it?
I was thinking it was like on top.
Like, I just remember he's making the strap on, and he has basically has like two dicks, and he's doing.
Yeah. See, it's not like a hole. Yeah,
that's where I learned the definition of the 2-for-1 sale, dude. That's where I learned that. Right? So he's doing it for butt and vagina at the same time. Okay, I was like, all right, like that's pretty kinky.
It's cool. Yeah.
Turn the next page. She's wearing the strap on, and she's doing him. I'm like,
you know,
why is that
included? You know what's funny is I don't even remember like why at one point did nobody rip that out. Like, that's
know.
What
I don't know.
But it was still in there. And everyone was just like, well, I'm just going to turn that page.
Skip that page.
It was like,
man,
instead
I
of just
look
ripping
like
that
guy.
Page out. It was like, Bobby's like, please don't rip that page
that's
out.
My favorite.
I want to look like that guy.
I never understood that. I was like, who's getting off to
that? Yeah, I don't remember that.
It
didn't make
sense. And the dude's like, I got this like O face, like, that feels bomb. And I'm like, you got a big blue dildo in your butt. Like, I don't understand.
You had the same face you had when you hit the tennis ball, dude.
Yeah, exactly. If we were standing on the other side of the tennis court, we would have saw the same face.
I didn't understand. That was always so weird to me. Okay, sorry. So Dad asked you for some porn.
He asked you for some porn.
So he wanted wanted a VHS. Did he like have like a particular like I want some black girl?
That's the. That's the interesting part of the story.
Okay.
He specifically wanted blowjob porn. Like, just blowjobs in particular.
Oh, my God. That's so weird. It's like, I mean, I don't know how I feel about that.
Why?
It's just weird. I mean,
it's weird, man.
Okay, just blow, like,
all right, well,
I don't, like, I told Bobby, like, blowjobs are like, whatever. Okay, but we'll go with the...
Okay.
That's definitely run-in-the-mill kind of stuff. That's high school stuff.
All right, number three. All right. My real name isn't Bud.
It's not Bud?
Yeah.
I know your name.
Can anyone like me? You mean you're
mean?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Tom BJ.
My real name's not mean.
Oh, yeah.
Go on!
Some guy gave me $9,000 for the fix his laptop.
Okay. The third one is... all right, I know it's pretty common knowledge that, like, the first girl I hooked up with was Katie.
Uh-huh.
That's not true.
the first.
Well, I didn't actually. Well,
Wait, holding hands.
Bobby's version of hooked
up. You guys went to Baskin Robbins?
You guys met or what?
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, like the first girl I lost my virginity to, or the girl I lost my virginity to.
I mean, I'm really like hoping it's the porn one that
would just break me off. I don't think I think.
Well, the only only one other person I could think that it would be, you know, Candace, dude.
No.
Okay, but like, it'd either be Jenica.
Katie.
Yeah. That's no. Name, right? Oh man. Don't tell me that it was Nancy Fisher, dude. Like if that's Nancy Fisher,
are you kidding me?
Dude,
I mean, that would, if you're cleaning up, amazing.
Clean up, stain, like you know, stain. Oh yeah, you know, sex stains. Yeah. Is that what this is?
No, no. No.
Okay, man. You got any questions, Dan?
No.
Come on, you don't have one question?
I have no questions about this. I have no idea who any of these people are.
Yeah, neither do I.
Okay, well the third one, Katie is.
I was like, you don't know who Katie is.
Wait, actually, I think I know who Jenica is. I think I was crying one night about something. Oh, it was because when Grandpa died.
Yeah.
And that was she, I remember she was her. There. Yeah, that's all I remember.
Yeah, and I remember she was like, I gotta go.
That was the only thing I remember.
Get out of here.
Cockblock. Man, Grandpa dying's such a cockblock.
Cockblock both you guys, dude.
No, Bobby was a cockblock.
No, was. It was someone that I've dated before. Before her.
I hope it's not that one because that one's just like it's kind of sad.
Someone that Misty knew pretty well.
Dang, Missy's been hooking up people for years, dude.
Wait.
Tell her to hook her boy up right here,
was
man.
Was it their friend Jen? What is it?
Jen? The Jen chick? Bell? Or Jen Bell.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Jen Martin.
Oh, no.
Jen Martin's the chick that drove the bug, right? When I drove
that's Jenica, dude.
No, Jen Martin's like
that. That would have been.
No, that would have.
All right, Jen. No. Yeah, I forgot these people about her. Are, man. This isn't even fun for
it
me.
Was a friend of Misty's.
Man, so Dad didn't ask you for a blowjob porn.
Well, I got.
Oh wait,
three of them.
You got two true ones.
No. I got one
true, two false.
But let's just
you still haven't made. You haven't picked her.
Okay,
you're saying that.
What was your first story again? I forgot.
Was the picture.
The Chrissy's mom.
Oh, because you're saying it.
Okay, I'm calling shenanigans on number one.
Yeah, me too.
I'm calling shenanigans on number one.
Yeah, I don't think that one's true.
Because modern technology has taken care of that problem.
No, it hasn't.
Is completely obliterated in today's times.
Because you don't have it.
How else would you
get it? You have no idea.
To me, that's the only time that it could happen is with modern technology. How did you get it? You
just sent a picture on a dove, dude. Like I telegraphed it. I Morse code her a picture.
I faxed it to the wrong number.
Homing pigeons.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Porn fax. Like,
yeah. You whisper the wrong address to your homing pigeon.
No.
Gertrude, what do you have there in the mail? It looks like a phallus.
Don't be a phallus.
But Dalton, I sent you that nude.
The reason why I don't think number one's true is because you're too careful with your phone. You're really like tech savvy. You know? I know this is really like that's like takes a lot of technology. Like really, you have to know what you're doing.
A lot of technology.
Lasers.
I mean, only someone who doesn't know like phones really really well would make that mistake. Like that one time, like Dad sent you like. Dad sent Bud a big black penis pic one time.
No, it wasn't black, dude. It was just a big penis, and I was for real?
Yeah, so your dad sent Bud a penis pic, and he's all, oh, that was the wrong turn. But
yeah, it was a quick cover up.
But supposedly it was.
Why does he have it there?
No, dude, it's a long story.
Supposedly it was. He was getting payback from someone else sent him something gross, so he sent them something gross.
Yeah.
I still don't buy it.
I'm pretty sure that was
meant for mom.
No, I believe that's the truth. That's what I'm sticking with.
That it was meant for mom?
No. Heck no, dude. That's not the truth in my head. Oh. It was an accident. He was trying to pay back somebody. That's all I need to know. Well, it sounds true to me. Like,
I don't know your mom thing. What do you do? Like show her the picture while you know you're trying to get your business taken care of or what?
What?
I don't get how he's going to use that for your mom.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, dude.
That's kind of a weird
thing. No, it wasn't black, dude.
Oh, I thought it was black.
Tom said it was black. It wasn't black.
I studied it.
Well, I'm the one that saw it.
I took it to my room.
It was definitely a Caucasian penis.
Circumcised, roughly 8 inches.
Let the record show.
Okay. But so I don't think it's the first one.
I don't believe the first one at all.
I just can't picture Kelly sending you a nude first and then you respond.
That's not
I'm just kidding.
I just think, you know, Kelly is a woman of faith. I don't think you'd be around if that was the case.
Oh, for sure.
I don't think you'd be.
No, because I don't think she's one to lay down the gauntlet like, you're no longer.
I was like, what
around.
Is she going to do? You're like, you got to divorce him, Chrissy.
Oh, this is after you guys are already married.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I pictured more like dating.
No,
you're in the same, like, under the same name, like Sanchez, you know, Chrissy Sanchez.
Oh,
Kelly
no,
Sanchez.
No.
I'm still going BS on number one. Okay.
Yeah, I don't believe it either.
I think I'm going to go with number two is the correct one.
Your dad wanting
the blowjob porn. I think that's true, too.
I could.
What was number three again? Sorry.
He lost his virginity to someone that, to a different
I'm
going to
say number two is right, for sure.
Dude, are you talking about a freaking wiener?
What?
Our pet pig wiener? So who'd you lead your virginity to?
our pet pig wiener.
What? Okay,
yeah.
What are you talking about?
It was a dumb joke.
Oh, very dumb.
I was like, is that a reference to something I don't know?
I'm going to have to cut that out.
Okay. So I'm going to call number two, which is,
I think,
you're not going to stick around for the answer?
I had to poop so bad.
Oh, my God. All right. What are we going with?
All right. Wait. So am I?
Wait.
I mean, I guess when you got to poop, you got to poop.
Obviously, Jurassic Park even says
so. Number three, someone else. I don't think it's number three or one.
I think it's number two.
I could picture dad.
I've got my fingers crossed that it's number two.
Yeah.
As strange as that is.
All right. Truth is number two.
What do I get?
So what did you do? Did you give it to him?
I didn't know because it was.
What is the kind of reaction do you get?
I wish Dan was here, dude, because this would be so much better. Because it's like, this is what was like really funny about the whole thing is that like, you know, like, when your kids, the things that you think you can get away with are just.
You're like, wait, he knows I have porn?
No, not that, but like, you think, like, I remember, like, one time, like, I remember, like, hiding behind the couch, thinking that mom and dad would never know I was behind there, and then I'm just gonna run to my bedroom as fast as possible, and they'll never know, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, just the things that you think you're gonna get away with when you're young, like, it's just never gonna happen. But I remember Daniel came over and he had, and of course, like he was the hookup. Like he was the source because
he
his
was
brother,
the porn overlord.
He was lord, because like trench because coat. His brother, you know, like worked at the VU.
That's right, yeah.
So that's where we got everything. Like he was, you know,
this is all before
he
internet.
Had the hookups.
Yeah. It's so, definitely before the internet.
Oh yeah, absolutely, dude. I mean, BearShare might have been out, but man,
BearShare.
It was rough.
LimeWire.
Like, yeah, I mean, Hot or Not was the popular site, you know.
ASL all day.
Yeah. Oh heck yeah, dude. But yeah. So he had all the videos, right? But the thing is that like we were trying to figure out, like we were trying to slowly shuffle them from like one house to the other, you know. And so we're like figuring out like how
that is like a drug.
Well, because we're like we can't just carry in like bags full of porn, you know what I mean? Like you can't just like how do you do that?
Yeah.
You know, like you can't just have a grocery bag or something
on your bike.
Yeah, you know? So it was like how are we gonna move this product, you know? Like how are we gonna get this stuff over the border, you know? So what we did, and this is weird because this is how young we were. We still were playing with Ninja Turtles. So we were still young enough to like still play with Ninja Turtles. But the thing is that like I had a substantial Ninja Turtle collection. Daniel had his own substantial Ninja Turtle collection. So it was like we had this backpack. We're going to put all these Ninja Turtles in. And it was supposedly like Daniel was like, okay, look, they're not going to know. Like I'm going to bring all my Ninja Turtles here and then I'll take yours and take them to my house. So it was like same – like a solid plan. Like you walk in with the full backpack, leave with the full backpack, right? So like he walks in and like, and this is the moment where like I'm shuffling everything, like because we were gonna get a fresh cycle of tapes in, right? So I'm like taking all the tapes back to Daniel's brother's house and then like to get the next load of tapes in, right? So I have to take them all back though, right? Because they're not to keep. They're just like they're on lend, you know. So we load up all the tapes, right, in the backpack. But as we're walking out, like, you can clearly hear that it's VHS tapes. Like, you can't see them, but you can hear it. Like, the sound of, like, you know, like that sound that a VHS tape makes. Kind of like, sound, yeah. It's just, yeah, plastic, you can hear the. Yeah. And so, like, you know, we're like, all right, see you guys, you know? And, like, we're walking out.
That's different.
But then,
point.
Like,
it was, like, but it was just, blowjob porn.
But seriously, like dad's on the edge of the couch, you know, like in his spot, you know, like. The old blue couch,
yeah.
You know, and he's in his spot on the edge with the trash can so he can spit a seed, you know, and like as we're walking out, he goes, "What you guys got?" And we're like, "What?
Ninja Turtles?"
And he's like, he stops us and he's like, seriously, stops us in his tracks.
You and Daniel both of.
Yeah, it was
wait,
both
wait,
of
how old are you guys? Like,
it's like 14, maybe 13.
Still rocking the Ninja Turtles at 14? I mean,
well, it was our cover, dude.
There was no internet back
then. Like, we know you haven't played with Ninja Turtles in like 6 years.
that was where it just fell apart, though, because it was like, because
at Daddy.
This point, I'm positive, like, dad already knew anyway, because it was like, you guys,
I used to do that back when I was
borrowing stuff, like, you knew about the magazines, you know, and stuff. And so then, like, so dad, like, stops us, and he's like, hey, what do you guys got in the backpack? And Daniel just like freezes, and I'm looking at him like, Ninja Turtles. He's borrowing a bunch of my Ninja Turtles, and he's like,
got a Ninja Turtle blowjob,
like, straight face, dude. Just like, I know it's porn, and I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, look at
it's
Daniel.
It's because everybody loves Daniel.
Did you do this?
And seriously, like, yeah. I'm like, it's him, Dad.
What do you mean these aren't Ninja Turtles?
So then, and he seriously, because like mom's in the kitchen, I think, and dad seriously just like looks at Daniel, like straight face, like looks at both of us, and he's just like, got any blowjob porn? And we're like,
dude, is he saying it to like fuck with you guys, like just like to mess with your heads?
He seemed pretty serious.
He's
dude.
Like, I want it.
And he was just because yeah. And we were like, what? And he goes, just like, oh. I mean, why would he? Why else would he be asking? Because he's just like, you know, just like all blowjobs. And we're like,
That's oddly specific.
we're like, Dale's like, not right now, but I could probably get you some.
And he became dad's supplier for blowjobs.
And he was just like, he's like, okay, all right, we'll see you guys. And he was just like, all right, bye. And this dude just jetted after that.
And mom
never was a word mentioned again.
So
wait,
you guys never hooked him up with the blowjob porn? You never got
maybe
him,
Dan did.
Never came
I don't
through?
Know, dude. As far as I know, like,
dude, that's
I
major
didn't.
Brandy points. If you can hook up your buddy's dad with some blowjob porn
but,
as he requested, you'd be
which
like,
is why.
Gotcha.
But seriously, if you look back, like, is why I'm assuming Dan was able to steal 24 packs of Dr. Pepper from our house, because it was like, why else was dad buying his. Buying him, he's paying him the Dr.
Daniel
Pepper.
Wasn't actually stealing Dr. Pepper. He was out there just putting in VHS and the trap later. He's out his cover up. He's like, I just stole some Dr. Pepper, Dad. Open the freezer. He's like, blowjob porn. That's what's up.
Did Daniel like at least rewind it to the beginning of the tape for Dad?
That's huge. That's
be kind. Rewind.
Well,
on all
this isn't
the,
a professional production, Bobby.
Scene.
I mean, that's huge, though. Like, you know, nowadays, like, you can look up any filthy thing you want on the
oh,
internet.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
oh,
if you can...
If you had a fetish.
You really want to get in, like, on your buddy's dad's good side, and he's, like, requesting, like...
Back in the
day. Top-notch. Like, this is a rare find, you know, blowjob porn. Not just porn, but blowjob porn. You come through, dude, you're, like, the man.
Well, dude, since the internet, the sales of Dr. Pepper have plummeted, to be honest.
Man, that's crazy, though.
I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, yeah. Remember, I don't know if you remember that. I don't know if you heard that story, like how Dad had like that freaking black chick porn on his computer for some reason.
What?
Like,
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, like someone's been on my computer because he opened up his computer.
Oh yeah,
he opened up his computer and there was like a freaking butt naked black chick on there.
Yeah,
like,
I do remember
butt
that.
Naked. Like, not what just like this? Not just naked like
this, was so long ago.
This was like years ago. This was like when they first got laptops.
Yeah.
Oh, so when you got yours?
Yeah. No. So, but like this wasn't like just like a naked chick, like a Playboy like naked chick. No, this is like a naked chick just about to get banged, like or just got done in the middle of it, whatever. But he opened up his laptop to like show us something, and there it is, he's like, what's been on my computer?
Yeah.
One of the boys must have been on my
Cody.
Computer.
Cody.
He's like, I don't know who did that. And then dude, it was like for like an hour. He's just like going on. I mean, this will probably, maybe it was him. I don't know.
No, that's happened
well, how
personally
big,
with
was
mom.
She fat?
So.
Was she fat?
Oh, that was, yeah, that was funny. That did happen.
Huh?
I said, was she fat?
Was she fat? No. Dude, I don't remember the specific. I just remember that. Definitely wasn't bothered. I've never seen Dad move the mouse so swiftly to the X so quick, dude.
He just punched the screen.
Was that a shotgun? Smashing it. Honey, the computer broke.
That's so weird. That happened to me with Mom.
And if you find any blowjob tapes, it's not mine.
And Thomas was there.
That yeah,
was
so this was like, no, like over ago? The summer.
Oh, that was like a couple months.
We podcasted
months
ago. About was that.
Yeah, we probably did. Yeah,
yeah. I know you guys talked about it.
Oh my god, dude, that was.
Yeah, but it was worse with Dad for sure.
At least I was just like, well,
I'm trying to remember. I don't even remember what.
I know Mom didn't buy it either. Mom was like, kind of like, I know you're looking at porn. Like, yeah, I'm not an idiot. He's like, oh, one of the boys must have been on my computer. I'm like, we don't know your password, Dad. Like, yeah, we can get on your computer. I went to check your computer.
Yeah, like if all the laptops are going to get
on. Like, I have my own computer. Why would I get on your computer? Yeah. Man. So funny, though. Oh, I don't know how that got on there. Must have a virus. I'm like,
not how someone's been playing games on here. Simpsons video games is what it is.
Virus opens up Google and types in big fat black chicks getting banged. Oh, clicks on the link.
It was awesome. I've never so proud of my dad. I'm like, that's where Bobby gets the lies from right there.
That's where I get my, I guess, my pervness, I guess, from Dad.
Yeah, it's just being a man. That's all that is.
That's true. Like,
not that Dad's a perv. It's just, I mean.
He's just a regular.
No, this is a man who likes his blowjobs, all right? Yeah. I mean, like, I respect that.
There you go.
And he's just, maybe he's just in a blowjob phase at that time.
I mean, yeah, maybe he's just like...
He's already moving.
I'm just in a fat chick phase right now.
That's awesome, though. I'm kind of like disappointed. Like, Dad's never like, asked, you know, hit me up for like a good website or
I
something.
I could hook
you know?
Dad
well, that's
up a, with
that's
porn.
The thing is, it's like ever since it was just like nothing, dude. Like,
it's because you guys never came through for him. He's still waiting. Dude, that'd be the best Christmas present. A VHS tape just dedicated to blowjob. Dad, I finally got it for you.
I came through. Like, he's like,
only black cocks, of course.
He's over here like, Dan hooked me up a long time ago. Why do you think he took over Dr. Pepper? Yeah,
that'd be so awesome. I want to find one, just like all of it.
Well, dude, like, just check out one of Bobby's, dude. No, you don't want that shit, dude. No one wants that but me, I guess.
Yeah, you don't want. He didn't want dudes blowing dudes, dude.
He didn't want that Fox magazine, dude. That shit was raunch, dude. I can't believe it. It's still like traumatizing to me.
I never did the magazine stuff. Like that whole thing bypassed me. Never should the whole.
Because you didn't have like a
brother.
So you
didn't have an older brother.
Yeah, that's
true. Because that wasn't your
and you don't like pictures.
It's basically just like porn haven for all my, everybody want to come to my house because they're like, I know your brother's got porn.
It's such a sad thing. Like, that's so pathetic.
Yeah, but that's part of growing up. But dude, yeah, like, I guess so. you look through the sheets. The whole bed is made out of porn. You check out the carpet. The whole foundation of the house is made out of porn.
Like, you know, like, kids these days don't know how like amazing they have it. Like, having just the internet and like in their crazy. Hand, dude. Like, they don't have to worry about hiding it. Like,
but that was like half the rush for sure.
That's true.
Oh, dude, that's not even a joke.
My mom threw away that King magazine, dude. About cry, dude. Like, that was like
that's like, dude. Seriously, day. I remember. It's like specifically, very specifically, and it was when I was young. I don't even remember how old I was, which is probably where like every, like my, porn fascination started when I was a kid. You know, because it was like, I remember. I honestly don't even know how. I came across it, but in between Mom and Dad's mattress, they had there was magazines stuffed in there, like hidden in there. And I remember I would like sneak in and then like grab one and like look at it and then put it back, you know? And I remember specifically at one point, like, cause I would always, cause like after I got like to where like I was, you know, like I knew that they were there and stuff.
The
and I tried to like come up with this plan. Like, how am I going to be able to like sit here and like look through the whole magazine?
Blueprints,
you know?
In your room. Like,
my idea was like, Mom and Dad had a TV in their bedroom, right? So I'm like, I want to watch TV in your room, you know? And so Mom would be like, oh, all right, well, whatever. The thing is like, she's like, well, you just lay on the bed. And I'm like, no, I like laying on the ground better. So I would like lay, you know, like, I don't even remember how their room was, but like if you came in through this door, I honestly don't even remember. I couldn't tell you. Probably. Yeah. Like, probably something like that.
I'm just gonna play with my Ninja Turtles over here.
But like if you went in through their door, like their bed, like, was like adjacent to it. So like when you first walked in, like on the left-hand side would be their bed. But like on the other side of the bed, like you couldn't see if someone was laying down on that side of the bed.
Especially if they're looking at your magazine.
Yeah. Like you wouldn't be able to see them. So like, but I could lay on the ground and watch TV. Mm-hmm. But so what I would do is like lay on the ground and be like, oh, I want to lay over there on the ground. So I'd lay there and then wait for her to go cook dinner. And then I'd grab a magazine and then lay there and look at it. And then, like, if she came, I could just slide it under the bed, you know, and then wait for her to walk off. And then I can just put it back under the mattress real quick, you know?
Did you have, like, a car jack and see the mattress?
No, I just shove it up underneath the mattress.
A piece of stick or something.
Like, how heavy was this mattress?
Like, 10, dude.
Hey, Bobby's not good with, you know, Wayne.
Yeah, that's true.
That mattress was like 400 pounds. Yeah.
I carried it for like a mile. Then.
Oh, my God.
No, so like I remember one time, though, like I had the magazine out, right, and I'm laying there looking at it, and mom goes, hey, bud, you know, like dinner's ready. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, like I, you know, like did the like little slide under the bed thing. And she's like, you coming? And like, instead of like normally like the like, hey bud, dinner's ready, and then just walk off, it was like she just stood there and waited for me, and I'm like, okay. And I was like, and she's like, you coming? And I'm like, I just want to finish this real quick. And like, I'm sure it was like super suspicious, like, because I was a little kid,
or obvious,
or like obvious something was going on. And then, well, she didn't know, like, so anyways, so she walks off. She goes, well, okay, and she walks off. But I didn't know, like, I thought she walked off. Apparently she just acted like she was going to walk off and then came back and watched me. And I quickly like grabbed the magazine, throw it under the bed as fast as I can, and then come walking out. And she's standing right there. Like, she's like, turns the corner and is like, what was that? And I'm like, what?
Turtles.
And I was like, what? And she's like, what was that? And I was like, what was what? And she's just like,
coloring book.
Would you just stuff under the mattress? And I'm like, nothing. What? No, nothing. And she was just like, but I clearly saw it. And then she like goes under there and looks. And then sure enough, she pulled it out. And she's like, oh. And I just started crying.
Got any blowjob magazines?
I just started crying. And oh. she's just like, she goes, it's okay. Like, it's fine, you know? So then like, of course,
here,
like dad gets home. Like, and the thing was, because in my head.
We had some technical difficulties. All
right. All right. I don't know where it cut off. But anyway, I remember coming back in. You know, and it was like this big deal, and I started crying. And then she's like, well, she goes, it's fine. You know, we'll just, we, you know, when dad gets home, we'll talk to him about it. And I'm just like, no, no, you know, and I was like all upset. Dad gets home, dude, mom like shows him, and he's like, oh, cool. I didn't know those were under there. Dude, he had no idea that they even existed. Like, he totally forgot about it. And he was just like, oh, and he like, seriously, then it was like, he like, look, dude, seriously, that is all I could think about after that. I was like, I could have been stealing these this whole time.
Perfect crime.
I could have been taking them. And I like, because so like, seriously, and this was like months, dude, that this went on. And so like in my head, I like every night I'm like, oh man. And I would try to like figure out like how it was when I moved it. Cause I'm like, he probably like has a certain spot because he knows exactly where every one of them is, you know? And then like, and then he didn't even know they were even there. Like after all that, he was just like, he goes, and so then he like lifts the mattress up and he's like, man, I didn't even know I had these under here. And he had like six of them, dude. And he was just all like going to me. He's like, yeah, this is cool. And then it was like,
away with it too, if dude. It wasn't for mom. Was that meddling mom.
I remember it was just so funny that like, I seriously, in my head, it was like, all I could think about after that was just like, I could have had those magazines that whole time. Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of, I get what you're saying though, like how your mind thinks so, because back when I was with Jessica, like in high school, we'd be.
Oh, no, I was 10 when I. Told
okay,
you.
Well, this is different. I'm still stupid. Or I'm pretty stupid.
I was 21,
dude.
But
no, back in high school, freshman year, I'd be. She'd come over. We'd go to my room to watch movies or whatever, and then we'd mess around and stuff, and then your boy would get blue balls most of the time. So I'm like, oh, I gotta. Like, my mom had to drive her home, so I'm like, mom, I gotta go to the bathroom quick. And I go out to the laundry room, bathroom, thinking, like, she thinks I'm taking a dump. So I'm like, and I'd bust in the bathroom. But obviously now I'm like, she probably obviously knew I was checking
out. How would you know that?
Yeah, how'd you figure that
out? Like, I never go poop in the laundry room bathroom, ever. It just happens to be.
I've been in there for 1 minute too long.
It just happens to be the night that she's over there when we're in my room together.
Oh, see? That's perfect, dude. She probably thought that King magazine was yours, so you not me. That was legit, dude.
Was that where that was at? In the laundry
room? I used to keep it in the laundry room.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Well, I had a couple Kings, you know. I had one in the house.
So funny, though, because it's like, King's not even really a porn magazine.
It's no, it's
like a rapper magazine is all
it is. It's kind of like just like Maxim, but like with black chicks. And stuff,
yeah,
like
yeah, chicks. Exactly.
Booty's on point, though. Right? And at 13, dude, like, that's enough.
You got to get what you got to get, man.
It's pre-internet, man. Like, no, you didn't. Yeah, it wasn't the wild and crazy
I straight up had, like, a porn factory back in my room in high school, dude. Like, no joke. We would take my mom's DVD burner. Dude, it seriously was like,
oh yeah, you guys did.
We would like, you guys did. We were cooking meth pretty much, dude, back in my room because, like, the reference were like a lab, you know.
Yeah. Got it.
Anyways,
got it.
Porn lab.
Cody would come over. He'd bring his DVDs and like, oh man, I'm like, I'd grab my mom's DVD. I'm like, oh man, mom, we're gonna make some, burn some tapes to the DVDs. Can we use your recorder? She's like, yeah. Take that. We'd be in like the room, all our calculations, and burning all the DVDs of porn, and we'd be swapping them back and forth between me, Joey, Cody.
You guys act like there's like a chalkboard and like a chemist.
Dude, that's what it felt like, dude. That's seriously what it felt like.
It was just like
it was just Joey folding paper guns. That was all it was.
Yeah, that was like a whole porn factory going down.
What were you doing with them?
Pornos for me.
What?
What were you doing with them?
Watch them.
No, but I mean, like you're like making multiple copies of them for what?
Just for each other.
Oh, okay.
We each like, have like our own copy and stuff.
I thought Cody was like, I got DVD posters and porn. Which one do you want? Like, I got the hookup on both.
But,
like,
Geographic.
But, that was the shit that would go down there, though, man. That was crazy. But then I ended up just, like, having that Wolverine box, motherfucker. Did we ever talk about that shit? Where you opened up my Wolverine box and left it on my bed while I was coming home?
I know.
Oh, my God, that pissed me off. I came home. In bed, I had like a porn shoe box. It was like a Wolverine box full of porn magazines, a bottle of lotion.
I had
a bottle of lotion in there.
Oh, that's freaking sick.
It was my setup, dude. It was my setup. That's how I hit it. I
had a picture of Cody in there.
Just some buff dudes. That,
buff men.
Oh, I wish I looked like that. No. And then, so that was my little private box, dude. Like, no one's supposed to touch that crap.
It was not private because it was like everyone in the house knew about it.
Oh, yeah,
just like a mom knew.
Even I knew about it.
You're not supposed to fucking.
She knew.
Well, you're not supposed to fucking open that shit.
But apparently that's a genetic thing because like Thomas knew when Jeff's going to jack off. So.
But, and then I came home from like school or something one time. I came home from school, and then I walked in my room, and it was scary because earlier that day my mom was asking for something that was in my room.
It's in my closet.
Well, she wanted something. Yes.
He's done.
My mom called me earlier that day. She wanted something out of the room. And I told her it was, and she got it. And then I came home like a few hours later, and on my bed was my Wolverine box open, porn spread out all over my bed, lotion bottle sitting there on deck.
Dude,
open.
That's the most embarrassing part, though. Like
the lotion.
The fact that you had a lotion.
Yeah,
bottle
but that was like that was
the,
my.
The fact that your mom's what? Caught all of you guys red handed is also very embarrassing.
But it wasn't like, my mom though. That's the thing. And then, so I'm like panicking. I'm like, oh my God, mom fucking had to have opened this. Oh my God. I'm like, I wanted to cry. I was so like just embarrassed and like just scared. And I was told Tom, I was like, Tom, motherfucker, did you open that shit? Heck no, I ain't fucking touching that box. Heck no, I wouldn't do that. I'm like, oh my God. I was so scared.
White glove treatment.
Dude, I was so scared because Tom convinced me that he didn't do it. And then eventually somehow you came clean. That was you. I was just like, you motherfucker.
Instead, this fool confesses to mom. I'm so sorry, mom. I didn't know you were going to see my jack-off box.
No. He went up to your dad. Dad, Cody left his mess.
Look at this mess he made.
He wrote Jimmy Jammer all over the place.
No, Bobby came. He's like, okay, but what'd you do with my all blowjob DVD? I was like, I didn't touch it.
Liar.
I'm like, I really didn't. Now we know where it went.
For real.
Oh, man. That was, oh, God. That was so.
Yeah, like, dude, that's the worst part. Because, like, why can't you just have a bottle of lotion in your bedroom? Like, oh, I get dry hands.
That's, like, super obvious.
I didn't use lotion. It just seems so weird.
That always seemed weird to me, too.
What would you use? Spit?
Just do it dry.
Oh yeah. Did you get like Indian burn, dude? That.
I don't know what you're doing, dude.
I don't know what you're doing either.
That's one thing. That was one thing that when I hooked up with Ginny after we broke up at the shop, and obviously didn't have
any
relationship.
You guys broke up?
Huh?
At the shop?
After we guys broke up.
After they broke up, they hooked up at
like
the shop.
A few weeks later. After that, she came crying to the shop because I told her, "I'm going to clean the shop right now. I got off to class."
I've never heard this story.
Yeah, you told this.
What?
Yeah, well, I didn't even have sex with her, but like we made out and stuff, and like came on her tits.
Are you serious?
You didn't hear about this?
No, at the shop.
Yeah.
Ugh. On the futon.
Wait,
on
the futon.
Oh, the futon.
Yeah. Oh man, that's not the right thing.
After we broke up, I was like
I've
talking
never
to her.
Heard that before.
I was talking to her after class at college because she was like crying or something. That's when she wanted to get back together.
I weigh
like,
180 pounds.
Oh, people on those tits. Right over the scum. Remember that last time you fell asleep and you didn't even let me suck on
No, I told her, I was like, she's like, we didn't get around. I was like, oh, I'm just going to go clean the shop and stuff. And she knows where the shop at. And I was like cleaning. And then she showed up like crying. I was like, what's up? And then she's like, ugh. And, you know, we talk. We laid on the futon. The next thing we're making out. Next thing I know, I was jacking on her tits. But the thing was, I didn't have
lotion or anything, so I just went dry. I was just doing that. I had like a freaking like burn the next day on my dick. It was like sensitive.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I guess I was jacking so I guess so, dude. I don't know. It was the first time having that kind of moment with her, so it was pretty intense. Things got crazy.
I had plenty of intense moments, but I never like
flames just coming out,
rubbing it like lighting a fire,
blowing on it.
I was just like, and then it wasn't like the whole thing was on fire.
I mean, all I know is if I ever get lost in the woods, Bobby's starting the fire. Dude. He's gonna jack off some twigs. Sure, good to go.
that shit sucked though. I didn't notice. It was like a few hours later, and I was like, man, it kind of hurts. It
took you a few hours to realize you gave yourself an Indian burn.
Oh, sausage link. Oh. It's just me.
It was a little part though, man. That shit hurt.
Does anybody else smell an Indian burn in here?
Yeah, I know Tom
does. It smells like burnt onions.
I've never heard that. That shit's funny. Does mom know about that?
No.
I'm trying to figure out who all knows that.
I keep my sexual, stories.
Well, it's not your sex. It's not your sex story. It's my sex story.
I'm saying I keep mine very low key.
Well, yeah, keep yours, but you don't keep mine. Obviously, you don't. You open up my porn box over my bed and leave it open for mom to find.
You see, you guys are lucky there. Yeah. You guys,
what was your plan behind that? Like, why did you just sprawled it out, just hoping that mom would see it? And then
no,
because
I knew he'd panic. That was the only reason.
But I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, but I deserve that because what I did to his fucking computer. I'm pretty much.
I don't remember that.
I freaking had porn all over his computer. On my computer and like basically destroyed my computer.
His E machine. When I was telling you about when Chrissy was like, that's a good joke, Bobby. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, just annihilated my computer with porn. And he used to always give Daniel Sosa jokes about it. Like, dude, you were looking up horny piano teachers, weren't you? So he used to always just fuck with them. He'd be like, dude, I seriously didn't look up horny piano teachers. And you'd be like, dude, you looked up horny piano teacher and you got a virus on my computer. And he's like, no, I didn't, man. I did. I swear.
It's the one thing I didn't Google.
Yeah, pretty much. He was like about to cry over it. I was like, dude, we're just fucking with you. Obviously, like. Obviously,
it's Bobby.
Like horny something, but no, horny piano teacher. I told him, I said, dude, what would you do if, would you be down that there was a music video where Miss Hunter was shaking her ass in the video? Because she had, like, Miss Hunter, the piano teacher.
Oh, said the big bro. With the MC
booty.
Hammer pants, her booty is still on point.
She had huge booty. Because
your hand motion just looks disgusting.
She had a huge booty.
It looks like she has gout, dude.
Anyway, couch lady. I told Daniel about that. Daniel's just like,
picturing. Dude, that's so messed up. Oh, I can't look at her the same. All I think about is that music video you're talking about.
I'm like, it's not a real video. I just
yeah, but that's what I picture now. And I'm like, I mean, that booty's on point. That's what's up.
I'm just glad mom's never caught me jacking off. She caught you jacking off, didn't she?
I don't know if she... Yeah, probably.
I don't know what's worse.
I think she
her catching jacking off or her finding out that I have a fucking fleshlight. I don't know.
Well, that's much worse.
Oh, that's much worse. Yeah, yours is much worse.
I think everyone jacks off. Not everyone buys a $100 sex toy.
$150 sex toy. Yeah, see, I wasn't
on a $12
Hey man, I saved him a couple years for that. Bad boy.
How many weeks is that?
He's
dude?
Still paying off the loan. Yes,
the bank.
My credit score went down because of the flashlight.
So how could I help you today? Well, I'm looking for a loan for my plastic vagina.
Oh yeah, what kind of collateral do you have?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, great rates.
This motherfucker scared the shit out of me when I got it too because I got it shipped to the house. And which he can,
I guess it's just a thing I do.
This fool opened it up and left it. I was like, hey,
23.
I told this fool, I was like, hey, there's gonna be a box for me. Put that shit in my room when you get home because I don't want that shit sitting out there. And he's like, all right. He already knew I ordered it and shit. And then I'm like, and I don't even know where it was. I get a picture of him holding one up to his face. He's all holding it up. And I'm like, he's like in the kitchen. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Fucking kidding me? I was like, put that shit away. And he's like, I'm just gonna leave it there, dude. I'm like, motherfucker. And I gave him, he was like in my room somewhere. But I was like,
where'd you put it? I was like, I just left it on your desk.
So like, put it under my sink in my bathroom. I was like,
nah. I was like, nah.
Did you really just leave it there?
I put it under a sink
somewhere. I don't know. And then the funny thing was funny.
I like
because
the thing that mom's gonna be like, oh, there's a package for Bobby. Let me open it.
That's what I was going to say. Why would she open it up? But there's a package in the shop that I'm pretty sure has been there for like a month for you for some reason, and it's still sitting there.
It's extra flashlight.
it's flashlight number two.
Which one?
My little Filipino flashlight.
But it's still sealed. It's just sitting there.
It's probably my screen. I went and got it the other day. But,
it's been there for like a long time.
Usually Cleta texts me, got a package.
Well, I'm sure they tailored. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny because it's full. Because when I ordered it, there's a special deal going on. You order five, you get an extra sleeve, right? Because it's a sleeve that goes in a plastic fucking tube, right?
What sounds, a deal, dude. And you didn't tell us about it?
That sounds like that one sucks ass, though.
Sounds like something I am.
Forget Salvation Army, dude. That's the deal of the century.
Extra sleeve.
Because
I don't even know what a sleeve
one,
is.
Like, I don't know, it sounds sick. I use the one that I ordered specifically. I wanted that one, you know? And it came with this extra one. I was like, all right. And
oh, I use it. The flesh jack?
I don't know what it is. It's just like a...
It's the man mouth.
But
those lips.
No. So I never used that one. I never touched that one. Then I was like, Tom's laying on my bed. I'm in my bathroom, and I was like, "Dude, look at that. Have you seen this thing yet?" And he's like, "It's fucking gross." So I just had it in my hand, and I was like, "I fucking threw it out." He was like, "You fucking threw it?" And he like flips out. He thought I was the one I've been using, but he didn't know I had a second one.
That's freaking sick, dude.
Yeah,
that was a great joke, dude.
it was worth it.
I had to be there.
Nosebleed, man.
Man,
yeah.
Bobby
getting too excited about these flashlights. Extra flash jack. Oh yeah. I've never had a nosebleed once in my entire life.
Are you really? For
real? 1-3 right there, baby. Free one for you guys.
I've had one. You kicked me in the face once.
Oh, with an apple?
No.
I punched you in the face.
Remember? Oh man, you probably don't remember. You were like little. You like jumped off the bed and like you were pretending to kick me in the face and you just kicked me right in the nose and busted my nose
karate,
open.
Dude, I get him like just out of nowhere. I was just in my nose and started bleeding.
You jack that's, off too much, dude.
That's true.
You think?
You think?
It's not even a joke. Seems like unhealthy.
Eh, there's a lot. I'm really unhealthy, guys.
You should probably look into that.
Dan? Nurse Dan?
Yeah. We got a professional rating.
I had the same questions this morning, to be honest with you.
What?
The over-ejaculation question?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, but that's not...
Do you think this is linked?
Maybe, dude. I also have a lot of bloody noses.
Like using
look how healthy I am, Dan. I'm fine.
It's from using an old sleeve over and over.
Oh, I got the special Fleshlight brand cleaning kit. So I don't use that thing. It's just a pain in the ass.
That's another reason why I would... Like, lotion just seems like a mess.
A mess, yeah. Exactly.
Better than having a burnt dick.
I guess if you're
gonna. Yeah. It's true. How you guys can do it dry? That's painful. Dude. It is. That's like I've tried that numerous times. It doesn't work. I'm like I gotta have something.
Obviously,
like,
you just don't know
over
how to handle
and over. Yeah, I was gonna say, you just don't know, like this. You don't know what you're working with.
You guys don't check up like this.
Well, first question. Wait, you guys don't use a vice? Like, what the
where do you put the clamps? You don't put the clamps on.
Well, how about the sandpaper? I mean,
oh, man.
That's like a lot of blood.
Like, what do I do with the Scotch Brite pad? Like, where am I going to put this?
I'm fine.
So,
where should I put this Flint kit?
Yeah.
And that's true, guys, man. That's why you put or lube, water-based lube. That shit slides right off. Rinses right off, dude.
Water-based.
I'm sick.
I'll second that.
But dude, what I was gonna say is like you guys are lucky though because you guys have like brothers.
You have brothers, you know? They call you and you're just like, get away from me.
Well, they're also in their 40s. They're like in 40s, you know? Like I can't imagine chit chatting about with my sisters about this stuff. That's horrible.
Chit chat about it with my sister either.
Yeah. Mm.
See, like all my experiences in my entire life have been in silence. You know, like
you just talk about yourself, just like. I can just picture little Dan with his big glasses sitting there.
I want to make it to Portal. You know, hey, Mom, don't open this package. It's coming to the house.
The whole porn thing completely bypassed me. Like that didn't hit me until like I was like a sophomore in high school for sure.
Wow. That's probably a healthy discovery, to be honest with you. I mean, that's probably like a healthy.
Yeah, healthy age to discover it.
At that point, there was
one
thing,
biggest thing. Like Nicole was always like disgusted with me was that. Like I was so like aware of it at such a young age. She's like, I was like that because I like was aware of it like I don't know like 8 years old, years old. She's like, that's like you're supposed to be innocent at that age. Like, so I was 7 or 8. Like I was like literally like believing in Harry Potter, and you're just watching people have sex. I was like, I mean, well,
it's weird. I used to jack off before I would come. That's how I like, really. I'm not kidding. I used to jack off and I'd get the feeling of coming, like you know that like ugh. But nothing would come out. Remember one time it finally came out? I was like,
"Fuck my Hyundai!"
Yeah, dude, that's just hell. Yeah,
but my point is like,
I wasn't doing that.
I was.
No, I wasn't. Either.
But at least you guys
take pride in it.
You guys get a chit chat about it. You know, like me on the other hand, I just kind of like you know, I actually perform sexual acts before I watched people have sexual acts. So try that out for size, dude.
That's weird. Like, how do you even know where to begin?
Yeah,
your boy. Your boy is Mexican. You know, he knows. He's not like you pasty fools. Like, you know, like I knew my way around. You feel me? Like. It was just in my blood, dude. I remember that first time. It was kind of, you were just kind of like, I was like, oh my god, like, what are you supposed to be doing here? You know, like, I didn't know what to do, dude. But you know, once I got a feel for it, once I knew like what turned it on, what turned it off, I was like, that's what's up. You know, there's an on button, there's an off button. I can tell you that much. That's how I learned. It was in the dark for sure, but that was.
That was the weirdest laugh ever.
It's all this blood I lost, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the status of one of those drumsticks again, you know?
There's eight of them, dude. There's four of us. You already had your two.
Yeah, all I know is I need a fucking shower, because
that's exactly what I'm thinking.
Nasty. Well, I'm thinking, like, he's not a big ice cream person, so yeah. I'm not really a big ice cream guy. Yeah.
Oh, then there's
your third. It's like 2:30 in the morning, dude. How do you, why would you want an ice cream right now?
It's 2:50 in the morning.
Yeah, dude, and I'm definitely gonna eat one of those. I'm just waiting for us to end this crap so I can go eat one.
Yeah, I'm waiting for
that. All right, that's our episode. Good night, guys.
Yeah, we're like at 2:30, so.
All right, well, it's been a good episode. Did you just end it?
No, I was going to. Then.
All right, it's been a good episode. You got to at least give a good, like, goodbye.
Goodbye.
And check us out on Twitter, BroNightPod, at BroNightPod. Bobby's going to be hitting you with some hilarious tweets, all right? The best tweets you've ever read on Twitter ever.
No, fuck, I'm not posting anything. You guys can do that shit. I'm done with that crap.
Look at this guy. Gets so bitter so easily.
Now you know I'm going to be posting stuff.
All right. So, Bobby, look out. All you pussies and motherfuckers out there. Play us.
If I saw a podcast that had that, I would probably listen to that podcast.
I would not.
I would. I would definitely would. That's why
he puts it. Like I told Dan earlier, like, if I saw that, I'd be like, look at these freaking Guidos, dude. Some Guidos with their own podcast.
But the thing is, like, our content doesn't match up with that kind of, like, post.
That's true.
Not anymore.
No, not at all.
But it never did even before, really.
It did when Cody used
to talk. God, that really grossed me out. Seeing that string of booger blood just come out of his nose.
Keep
out
my eye. I think that was just leftover pepperoni from that one time, dude.
still got pepperoni up there.
But, I mean, this is, next week, or not next week, because we won't do it next week, but next time, which will probably be after my semester's over.
Chicken nugget contest.
Yeah.
When's your semester up?
December 19th.
It's not that far. A
couple
away.
Weeks away, yeah. We're going to do, for a big episode 20, we're going to record me going for the Guinness Book of World Records chicken nugget eating contest.
It'll probably be on video,
most chicken nuggets in 3 minutes. It will be on YouTube, people, and I will annihilate that record. Bud's going to try to do it, too.
I'm going to be there. For sure.
Dan?
I'm going to eat 3 veggie burgers.
So, I do not want to smell what's going to
happen. So, Misty, keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out for that YouTube video.
And Joe, check it.
Yeah, the new listener. If Joe stuck it out for 2.5 hours, or even came, but if she actually showed up for the episode and then stuck it out 2.5 hours,
dude, you know, if she heard her name mentioned in the beginning, she's for sure listening the rest of the video. There's no way you'd stop it.
After she heard that she wasn't a bad looking girl for a night shift cashier, that's probably not.
Nah, Joe, you were cute. All right, that's what I'm saying. Just on the off chance, you know, holler at your boy, you know.
Can I hear you the say, end. Did I do that, please?
Hey, my boy Bob, pass me them sea salt vinegar chips.
Well, are you talking about the Archer Farm sea salt vinegar potato chips, homestyle kettle cooked for crispiness?
Chips? That is exactly the chips. Let me see.
With the reclosable for freshness bag?
Hell yeah. Let me see those things one time.
All right, go, so bro. What we got here? Sea salt and vinegar potato chips, homestyle kettle cooked for crispiness. Let's see what these taste like. Oh my goodness! I think these are officially the bro night snack. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about these chips. These are delicious, salty, vinegar flavored. Potato chip. You will not experience something like this. Don't fall for the Lay's version, because let me tell you, I've had them and they do not compare. Not even on the same micro level as the Archer Farms tasty food, tasty price, satisfaction guaranteed product that you will get in this green bag
with the blue stripes. It is delicious. And let me tell you, they crunch.
And there's 0 grams of trans fat.
Just for the low serving size of about 8 per bag, you get 150 calories per serving. It's not that bad.
How many chips are there per serving?
Well, it's about 15 chips.
That's it! I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot.
You know.
Will cause diarrhea, hives, pregnancy. And now, possibly death.
If you read on the back of the bag.
Eat at your own risk.
It says 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And let me tell you, people.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
That.
I'm just kidding.
That is fucking true. Wait, 90? 95? 96? 97? 98? 99? 100% satisfied.
Shitty fucking tasting chips. That's what it tastes like.
Now available at all your local grocery stores.
Yo, bro, nine.
Motherfucking bro, nine.
Bro, bro, nine.
Bro, nine. Bro, nine.
Bro, bro, nine.
Yeah.